Burnham Cub Baseball is on the air. The Cubs game against Fort Nitos Grove is made possible by Woodson Lumber, Coach's Insurance, Double D Glass Service, Branded Graphics, Sister State Bank, Glenn College, HEB in Burnham, Mattress Guy, Walchick Construction, Apple Ford, Tillerman Construction, Wingstop in Burnham, Continental Tile, Burnham National Bank, TNA Service, Whiskey Water Wells, Performance Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Burnham, Texas Farm Credit, Cedar Schrader, Woodman Life, Dahlman and Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Lawrence Schrader Constructing, Bluebell Creameries, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Computer Helpful, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, 3D Real Estate, Burnham Quality Meat Market, K&H Portable Toilets, Wellman Insurance, PVR Materials, Guadalajara Restaurant, Taylor Toyota, Burton Veterinarian Clinic, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley, Gould Credit Union, Poly Construction, Gather and Grace, Burnham Collision, and Blue Bell Aquatic Center. We'll be back with your hosts, Stephen Daring and Tommy Lange, after these pregame, after these words from our sponsors.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
And welcome everyone out. We are at Reckling Park here, Rice University, back for game number two. Brenham Cub area round playoff baseball action. Pre-game show for you here as we get set to play game number two between the Port Neches Grove Indians and the Brenham Cubs. Last night, a great, great game played here last night. 9 innings it took for the Cubs to get the 3-2 victory. So Cubs lead the series 1-0. This is a best of 2 out of 3 series. If we don't get a win by the Cubs tonight, we'll be back in Crosby tomorrow. And we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors with more of the Cub pregame show.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
The Brenham Cub baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizens State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
And welcome back to Brenham Cub playoff baseball action. Stephen Drain, Tommy Lange joining you from Reckling Park here at Rice University. Tommy, we got to witness a barn burner of a game last night. Kind of saw a little bit of everything in that game last night.
No doubt about it. It's like I told Coach Wheaton when he came up to visit with you. We saw it all. We saw just about all of it last night, so I don't think we need any more strange excitement like we had last night. But you know what? It was all in all, it was a great play ball game, close ball game. The best part of it is the Cubs came out victorious. That's the main part. Something we need to add here, Stephen. This is Reckling Park. It is a wonderful, beautiful facility, but the one name that hasn't changed on the baseball field is Cameron Field. So, yep. Cameron Field at Reckling Park.
Yeah, so we're down here, beautiful ballpark here at Rice University here. Cubs out on the field taking their infield warm-up right now. Expect to see another well-played game. Cubs played excellent defense last night. A few little miscues on the Port Neches Grove side of things, probably the difference in the game last night.
No doubt about that. And, you know, we've said it all year long. If the Cubs play defense like they did last night, I tell you what, they're going to be in every ball game. And then at the end of the night, it's going to be who made the plays and who did not make the plays.
You're exactly right on that, Tommy. So with that, we'll take a break, send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your floor specialists. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
H-E-B in Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B in Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B in Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
It's playoff season, and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Branded Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores, Branded Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day. On the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Branded Graphics, your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs!
And welcome back. We're here for Brenham Cub area round playoff baseball action. Port Neches Grove against the Brenham Cubs. Getting set for game time here around 7 o'clock today. We're on the pregame show right now. Tommy, we got here a little bit easier today than we had yesterday.
Oh, I'm telling you, a little bit of interesting driving, you know, there around Prairie View and Waller, but, you know, got back on track and as normal around the Galleria, but good trip down there. We got down here safely. Now the Cubs get a victory and we get home safely. We couldn't ask for anything more.
Nope, hoping for a victory to end the series here between the two teams. But if we don't end it tonight, we'll be back with you tomorrow from Crosby, as we'll shift venues tomorrow if there is a game three. But tonight it's going to be a good game, great night for baseball down here. Ran into a little bit of showers on the way down here. Now just an overcast sky and temperature. Couldn't ask for more for temperature-wise.
Oh, I tell you what, this is textbook for a baseball game this evening. So we're waiting to get started here. It's going to be about 19 minutes.
Yeah, we're a couple minutes away here, but we'll keep you informed the best we can on the pregame. We'll go around and do a little bit of the area action that's going on so far. Of course, Brenham won the first game 3-2 here in the 5A Division II bracket. Up in the 5A Division I bracket, College Station played Friendswood last night. College Station a 4-1 winner over Friendswood. They're playing again tonight at Cy Falls at 7 o'clock. Lake Creek was victorious over LaPorte 4-0. So two of the district teams there in Brenham's district survived and lived to play for a win in their area round up in Division I. Class 4A Division I, Belleville played Gatesville last night. Gatesville was the winner in that one 6-3. They play again this evening at 6. Class 2A Division I, Centerville and Shelby, their game one was today, 5 o'clock, Lufkin High School. And then, of course, you got the Burton Panthers, who were victorious last night in their one-game take-all in advance to their region semifinals. Burton will play the winner of Port Aransas and Freer. And then Iola versus Johnson City, they have a one-game playoff tonight at 7 o'clock at Thrall. And Thorndale defeated Mumford 5-4 in their first game. Second game also this evening at 5 o'clock. So rundown of the area teams around that are still in the playoff brackets. Did get an update on Burton softball earlier. They were up 6-1 in the second inning. So Burton softball, if they wins that game, they will also advance to the region semifinals. So just a little rundown of some of the area teams and what they're doing. And we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineup after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings. Or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
And welcome back to Rice University as we get ready for Brenham Cub area round playoff action game number two tonight. Brenham, of course, victorious last night 3-2 in their game. We'll go over the starting lineups first for the visiting Brenham Cubs in this game. Leading off and playing center field, number four, Ethan Auschenbeck. Batting second, playing third base, number eight, Owen Finke. Batting third, the designated hitter, Drake Binky. He'll be batting for pitcher Dawson Keim. Batting fourth will be right fielder Luke Hardy. Batting fifth will be catcher Brody Tucker. Next up for the Cubs will be Landry Mendoza over at second base, followed by Braden Steele over at first base. Batting eighth will be Hudson Hartstack over at shortstop. And batting ninth, number 10, Caleb Maurer, will be out in left field. Now for the home team, Port Neches Grove Indians, leading it off will be Dylan Brown over at second base. Batting second will be Mason West at shortstop. Batting third will be Parker Ross out in left field. Batting fourth will be Eli Curtis, the pitcher. Batting fifth will be Kaysen Burnham, the right fielder. Batting sixth will be Cooper Benoit over at third base. Batting seventh will be Parker Meir at first base. Batting eighth will be Logan Acevedo over at catcher. And batting ninth for the Indians will be Jude Gehlke in center field. So rundown of the lineups there. A little bit of changes in the lineup for both teams from game one. Caleb Maurer getting the start out in left field for the Cubs. Will be batting tonight. And then over on the Indian side, Parker Meir gets the start over at first base with Eli Curtis on the mound. So, Tommy, a little bit of change in the lineup, but looks like we're pretty similar on defensively to where we were last night.
No doubt about it. But, you know, making those little minor changes, seeing a little chess play with both coaches. So. It's going to be an a fun evening. You know, it's a game, guys.
Yeah.
It's a game of baseball.
Yeah, little chess match. We were all expecting kind of to see Braden Steele on the mound for the Cubs tonight, but instead Dawson Keim's going to get the start on the mound for the Cubs. Dawson pitched in that final game of the first round of the playoff for the Cubs, ends up getting the victory in that last game he pitched, and an extra inning game, by the way, so maybe we'll see a repeat of last night, maybe?
Yeah, he earned the right to start this game. He is the senior, you know, and from mid part of district play on toward to where we are today, he's been a workhorse on the mound for the Cubs.
Yes, he's pitched a great ball game to seal that victory for the Cubs to let them advance to this round of the playoffs, pitched that entire game. For the Cubs, and did a wonderful, outstanding job pitching. Hopefully we'll get a repeat performance of that tonight. He did a good job of keeping the Dayton batters off balance, worked it in and out. Got good off-speed stuff in there, and just watching from last night when Sterling Shepherd came in the game at the end of the game, Port Neches Grove had a little bit of trouble with Sterling Shepherd's off-speed stuff. So maybe some strategy there by Coach Wheaton on this one.
Well, I'm sure of that. I'm sure him and Coach Spivey, and Coach Spivey's been spending a lot of time with those pitchers, knowingly so, because he was a catcher, and nobody's going to know pitchers better than a catcher. So,
right.
I'm sure there was a lot of great conversation there, so we're waiting to see what's going to happen.
What's going to happen. And our starting lineup was brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. So the umpires are at the home plate and meeting with the coaches. And with that, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
Step up to the plate and keep unwanted pests off your field with TNA Pest Control. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, they deliver reliable pest management solutions tailored to your home's unique needs. Using trusted brand name products, their team swings for quality and consistency every time. Take the first base toward a pest-free home by calling TNA Pest Control for a free quote. Protect your home and enjoy a safe, comfortable living space. Call 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
And welcome back to Brenham Cub Baseball Playoff Action. As the PA announcers reading off the starting lineup, we'll give you the game time weather update. And this game time weather update is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. So tonight's weather so far, we got some overcast skies down here in Houston. It's showing a 30% chance of light rain. 73 degrees, light breeze blowing in from left field. Not quite as hard as last night, but light breeze coming in from left field here at the park. And it looks like it's going to be a good night for some baseball as we get ready to go here as they announce the teams out there, Tommy.
No doubt about it. the wind is almost identical to the manner in which it was last evening. So we'll see if it becomes a little bit of a factor in the ball game.
Yeah, we'll see how the wind plays here in this. It had a little bit to do with it, I think, on some of the fly balls last night that where we had some mistakes made on a couple people. But as they announced the P&G players as they hit to their positions on the field, Cubs are going to be in their all-gray uniforms tonight, and P&G with their purple tops and white pants. So looks like we'll have a on-time, game-time start here for game number two here, Tommy.
No doubt about it. We're gonna be ready for the national anthem here as soon as all these guys for the starting lineup for P&G is announced, and then let's get it on.
Yep, it's almost game time here as we're getting the PA addresser finishing up their announcements as the players hit the field. We look forward to a well-pitched game. We've heard lots about Eli Curtis, who's the pitcher for Port Neches Grove. He's committed to Arizona State University. So expect a well-pitched game from Port Neches Grove. And, of course, Dawson Keim on the mound trying to follow up what he did against Dayton in the by-district round of the playoffs. So as the players take the field here, we'll have the national anthem here for you shortly.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street, the name says it all.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees a value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
And welcome back here to Rice University as we are ready for game time here. As Eli Curtis is out on the mound getting his warm-up tosses in now as we get prepared for game number two between the Port Neches Grove Indians and the Brenham Cubs. So, Tommy, we should expect a good game tonight.
Well, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. You just gave me some information I was not aware of. That young man committed to Arizona State. They're noted for being able to play a little baseball at Arizona State. So, very interesting statistic.
Yeah, very very interesting statistic as Eli Curtis gets his tosses in here as set to lead off for the Cubs is going to be fielder Ethan Auschenbeck. He's going to be followed by third baseman Owen Finke and then Drake Binky, the DH, the top three batters for the Cubs in the lineup tonight as we get set for action here at Rice University, Cameron Field, Reckling Park here as we are fixing to be underway. Looks like we're going to get started just a little bit early than the 7 o'clock time that we had, so good for us. Maybe we can get a fast game and get in and get out.
Get home a little earlier than last night. So.
Yeah, just get back just a little bit earlier. Last night went 9 innings over here, and what a thrilling game we had last night. I expect the same tonight. It's always great to come watch baseball, and when you have games like that where you see a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And a little bit of different things that you normally don't see in a game, it always makes it an exciting and entertaining game.
Well, you know, I'm one of the old school guys. You know, I love those low scoring ball games because normally there's really, really good pitching. So,
yeah. So always a. No, we're on.
Who's the announcer? That way. Okay.
Sorry, as we were had a parent come in there and ask us a couple questions there, but we got that taken
care of. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Wouldn't know if we were the announcers, no, but we'll give her the radio if she wants to hear us. But we're all set, ready to go here for baseball as Ethan Auschenbeck steps in for the Cubs. And first pitch coming to Ethan Auschenbeck is going to be a fastball swung on. This is a little dribble by the mound. This is going to be trouble. Shortstop's up with it. He'll throw on to first. Nice. Not in time. So Auchinbeck with the infield single hits a little dribbler, just got by the pitcher's mound. Auchinbeck's able to beat it out over at first base for the first hit of the night for the Cubs. So leadoff man aboard for the Cubs.
I tell you what, that was one of those slow rollers hit just to the right of the pitcher. The pitcher being a right-handed pitcher, he's going to be coming off the mound toward first base, just barely out of his reach, and with the shortstop playing deep as it was in the speed of Ethan Auchinbeck, infield hit.
Yeah, infield hit for Auchinbeck. He's over at first base. Up to bat now is third baseman Owen Finke. First pitch coming to Finke. He takes just outside for ball one. Fastball misses out on the outside part of the plate. So count one ball and no strikes on Ethan Auchinbeck.
Two things happen. We get the leadoff guy on, and Curtis loses the no-hitter.
So next pitch is up for a ball. So runs the count on Finke out to two balls and no strike. Auchinbeck over at first. Just underway here in the top half of the first inning. Snap throw over to first by Curtis. Auchinbeck back in there. So Curtis paying a lot of attention to Auchinbeck over there at first base. So Curtis comes set. The delivery is going to be down low for ball three.
Oh, this is fixing to get interesting.
So quickly behind three balls and no strikes is Curtis on Cub third baseman Owen Finke. So Curtis comes set. He'll check the runner, and the 3-0 pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Finke taking all the way on that pitch. So three ball, one strike count, nobody out. Ethan Auchinbeck over at first base. Curtis working out of the stretch. He'll check on Auchinbeck. 3-1 pitch on its way. That's going to be in there for strike two. So back to a full count now on Owen Finke. So three ball, two strike count on Finke.
A little bit of a surprise there. I thought maybe with that pitch right down the middle almost, and thought maybe Owen may take a cut, but he probably had instructions from the coaching staff. You know, let's run it to full.
So Curtis throws over to check on Auchinbeck. He's back on the rubber now. 3-2 pitches on his way. Auchinbeck's on the move. That's strike three called. The throw down is going to get Auchinbeck at second. So a strikeout for Owen Finke, and then a throw out to second base for out number two. So double play there by the Port Neches Grove Indians is going to race the base runner at first base.
Okay. Here we are to a start.
Yep.
An unusual double play.
Unusual double play there as Finke swings through the pitch. Going to bring up the bat designated hitter Drake Binky, and he's going to take the first pitch fastball in there for strike one. So two outs now for the Cubs. Nobody on base. 0-1 pitch to Binky is outside for a ball. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
Came with a little bit of an off-speed pitch there. Falls outside low.
So that next pitch to Binky is going to be inside for a ball. So two balls and one strike is the count now on Drake Binky.
Did you notice that, Stephen? Goes outside to Binky. Now he comes back inside to Binky.
So that next pitch is outside. Binky's going to hit this one down the left field line. Long way down the line. It's going to be just foul. So outside pitch, and Binky just goes with the pitch, hits it long way down the left side, foul.
Did it make it inside the bullpen?
Hit right off the net over there, I believe, okay. Right along the line. Here at the park, the fence kind of comes back to the left and right field lines.
Was it maybe 2 foot there for the foul line, maybe?
So next pitch to Binky is going to be fouled off at the plate. Keeps the count at two balls and two strikes. So, yeah, the fence really narrows down the lines the further out you get in the outfield. So only about 2 foot of foul territory down there.
All the real estate is up at the front part of the park.
So 2-2 to Binky, another foul ball back. So Binky stays alive with the 2-2 count. So two outs here. We're just underway. We're in the top half of the first inning. No score. So Curtis's 2-2 pitch to Binky is going to be swung on. This is hit high. Pop-up. Second baseman backing onto the grass just a little bit, and he will squeeze it to make the play. So the Cubs go down in the first inning. There's no score, and Port Neches Grove coming to bat, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
That's not the way Coach wanted to start. Was that Eric Oshenbeck sitting in front of us last night?
Mm-hmm. Biggie.
Huh?
Biggie.
I thought so. Is she doing commercials? I don't hear them.
I don't hear them either.
She's sleeping. Do we have commercials?
Oh, evidently we're still live here on the radio for you, so we'll just keep it here then if no commercial break here as Dawson Kime gets out there on the mound to warm up. So Kime on the mound for the Cubs tonight. He'll be throwing to Brody Tucker behind the plate. Over at third base be Owen Finke. Shortstop, Hudson Hartstack. Over at second base, Landry Mendoza. First base is Braden Steele. Left field, Caleb Maurer. Out in center field is Ethan Oshenbeck, and in right field is Luke Hardy. So that takes care of the Cub defense for you as we get ready for action here in the bottom half of the first inning. Cubs unable to take advantage of a leadoff single back in the top half of the first. So bottom half of the first coming up for you, leading it off for the Port Neches Grove Indians. It's going to be the second baseman, Dylan Brown. So Brown last night, a little bit of a catalyst for the Port Neches Grove Indians as he had a pretty good night. I believe he was 3-for-4 on the night, had a triple and a couple singles.
This is one young man we need to keep off the base pass.
So Brown will step in.
Of course, he had a couple of mental errors also.
Kime's first pitch to Brown. It's going to be... not sure what the umpire called right there.
No pitch?
No pitch, the way it looks. So we'll do it all over again. So Kime's first pitch to Dylan Brown is going to be swung on. This is hit out to left field. Left fielder Maurer's moving over, and he'll make the catch right there just inside fair territory down the left field line for out number one. So Dawson Kime starts it out, gets a fly ball out to left field for the first out of the inning for the Cubs.
So Brown got just a little bit of air under that fly ball.
So stepping in for the Indians now will be Mason West, the shortstop. Another left-handed batter to face Kime to start off the bottom half of the first. He's first pitch swinging, hits another fly ball. This is right behind. And Hudson Hartstag just misses the diving attempt. Here's a play at second base, and not in time. So a little flare out there, kind of in no man's land out there. Shortstop giving chase, Maurer giving chase. Diving attempt by Hartstack. He's unable to come up with it as the ball falls just into fair territory. So a Texas League double.
Well, I tell you what, Stephen, very unusual. Both one and two hitters, both left-handed hitters going opposite field.
Yep, going opposite field there. So we're going to see the first right-handed batter of the night for Port Neches Grove, and that's going to bring up Parker Ross, the left fielder. So Ross a bat with a runner at second base, one out in the inning. So Dawson Kime checks the runner. He's going to come first pitch swinging is Ross. He's going to hit a fly ball to Luke Hardy. He'll squeeze it for the out. So out number two. So
wow,
Dawson Kime has thrown three pitches and got three fly balls and two outs out of it so far. So out number two is a fly out to right field.
And did you notice that? Right-handed hitter going to right field. Wow.
So that's going to bring up the pitcher, Eli Curtis.
I tell you what, the one thing we were able to do last evening was keep Curtis in check for the majority of the evening.
So Kime will check his runner. First pitch to Curtis, swung on and missed at the off-speed pitch for strike one.
Good curveball there by Dawson.
So Dawson Kime pitching here for the Brenham Cubs in the bottom half of the first inning. We've got no score. Runner at second base, two outs. Kime will check on that runner at second. The 0-1 pitch to Curtis is on his way. This is swung on, a ground ball over to Hudson Hartstack at shortstop. He comes up, fires on to first. Unable to make the scoop over there is Braden Steele. And coming home is going to be Dylan Brown, or Mason West, to score the first run of the game for the Port Neches Grove Indians. So error on the throw by Hudson Hartstack is going to put Eli Curtis over at first base. So mistake made there by the Cubs is going to get a run in for Port Neches Grove as they lead it now 1-0 here in the bottom half of the first inning. Two outs, and that's going to bring up Kaysen Burnham, the right fielder.
Oh, man, this is interesting. Curtis running on his own.
Yeah, no runner there for Curtis over at first. First pitch swinging is Burnham, and he's going to foul this one back into the net for strike one. So Burnham's going to step out, adjust his gloves. Kime has it signed from Tucker. Check on the runner over at first base. Pitch is on its way. It's going to be outside for a ball. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So 1-1 count on Kaysen Burnham. So Kamacek is running. The 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be inside for a ball. So two balls and one strike. So just underway here, bottom half of the first inning. Cubs trail it 1-0. So Kime's going to come set. He'll check on the runner over at first base. 2-1 pitch on its way. Runner's on the move. This is hit out in the center field. Ethan Boschenbeck's going to come in and grab it for out number three. But for the Indians, they're able to score one run. And your score at the end of one inning of play, it's Port Neches Grove 1, the Brenham Cubs 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need. Built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back as we're here. Start play in the top half of the second inning. Cubs trail it 1-0. Tommy, we're going to maybe see a little bit of everything in this game, the way it looked from the first inning there. So a strikeout throwout and for the Port Neches Grove Indians against the Cubs, and then the Cubs come back and they make a mistake out there on a throwing error, and runner scores all the way from second base on that throwing error. So starting it off for the Brenham Cubs this inning is going to be right fielder Luke Hardy.
What the Cubs need to do here now is just be patient, just take it one step at a time.
Yeah, one step at a time here. Just take it. Be patient. First pitch is in there for a strike to Luke Hardy.
But ditto to what you said. Here we go. You know, just
Hardy's going to hit this one out into the gap in right center field. Center fielder's going to get over there and cut it off, but a line drive single out to right center field for Luke Hardy. So leading off the inning again with a single will be Luke Hardy. Had the same thing back in the first inning. So let's see if we can get a little bit more action out of the base runner this time.
A good piece of hitting there by Luke. Got a pitch shaded toward the outer part of the plate. Goes with the pitch to right center field.
So good solid hit there by Luke Hardy. He's going to bring up to bat catcher Brody Tucker. So P&G expecting bunt here from Tucker as third baseman's in. Tucker swinging away, hits a line drive base hit over to second baseman. Hardy's going to look at second, and he's going to hold up right there. So back-to-back singles for the Cubs. Cubs in business here in the top half of the second inning. Runners at first and second, and nobody out. Brings up second baseman Landry Mendoza. Mendoza last night was the hot bat for the Cubs. Had two hits last night. Let's see if we can get a duplicate result here from Landry Mendoza.
Okay, we have courtesy runner Blue Sanega for Brody Tucker.
So Blue Sanega in to run for catcher Brody Tucker. As Landry Mendoza steps in, nobody out in the inning. Top half of the second, Cubs trail it 1-0. Runners at first and second.
One of the points I'm going to bring up, Stephen, they were talking about the velocity of Curtis's fastball.
So Mendoza squares around a bunt there, and he'll foul it back in the screen.
I'm all about the fastball and all of that, but I'm going to tell you what. Normally, if that fastball doesn't have any movement and you don't have good off-speed stuff to go with that fastball, I tell you what, sometimes you can catch up to it, and it's proven here for the Cubs.
Yeah, so far so good for the Cubs. Swinging the bat well, making contact. Mendoza will square. They'll do an attempted pickoff of Luke Hardy over at second base there. Not in time as he gets back in time. So pickoff play was on there for the Port Neches Grove Indians. Coach giving signs from the dugout to set their defense as runners are at first and second. There's nobody out. No ball, one strike count on Mendoza. So Curtis will come set. And Mendoza will take it for a strike two. As P&G had a little bit of a little wheel play on there, Tommy, the old play where everybody starts running before the pitcher ever pitches there.
Exactly.
So Curtis steps off.
Now the interesting thing will be, is Landry still trying to bunt? Is Coach still going to try to move him up, or is he going to be swinging away?
So 0-2 pitch is on its way to Mendoza. This is swung on, hit out to right field, right at the right fielder. He'll make the catch. No tag by Hardy over at second base as right fielder gets it in over to third. So fly out to right field on a hard hit ball by Landry Mendoza for out number one. Going to bring up to bat first baseman Braden Steele. So Steele will step in with runners at first and second and one out. Braden Steele last night also with two hits in the game. Big double there in the ninth inning.
And both of those hits last night were two right for the right-handed hitting Braden Steele.
No, I was wrong on that. Braden had his hit in the seventh inning.
Yes, the hit, yes. There you go.
So first pitch to Steele is going to be up high for ball one. So Curtis' 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and missed at the off-speed in the dirt for strike one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. One out, runners first and second. Cubs looking to get a run in, tie the score up, trail it 1-0 here. We're in the top half of the second. So the 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is another fastball that's up for a ball. So two balls, one strike count. Braden Steele back in there. Curtis getting his sign from the catcher. He's going to come set. He'll check on Hardy out at second base. Pitch is on its way. This is swung on. This is a little pop-up behind shortstop. Shortstop's going to drift out, and he'll make the catch just off the infield dirt for out number two. So Braden Steele pops out to the shortstop for out number two. Going to bring up to bat shortstop Hudson Hartstack for the Cubs.
Umpire did call infield fly rule on that one, so
Yeah, ball barely got out of the infield there on that pop-up. So Hartstack will step in now. Two outs for the Cubs. Runners at first and second. First pitch to Hartstack. Hartstack, big swing on the first pitch. Fouls it back into the screen for strike one.
Hey, I love that. You know, a couple of times last night, Hudson got caught on call, third strike. Good to see him come up there swinging the bat.
So Hartstack swinging away at the first fastball he saw. So Curtis will come set. He'll check on Hardy out at second base. 0-1 pitch is going to be way up high for a ball. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike.
Curtis having a little bit of trouble controlling that fastball going up high.
So it seems like, Tommy, when he rears back and throws it hard, he's leaving the ball up.
Yes.
Could work to our advantage here.
Great point.
Next pitch is going to be an off-speed pitch swung on and fouled off to the Cub dugout by Hudson Hartstack. Hartstack out in front of that off-speed pitch. Going to take the count out to one ball and two strikes. So Hartstack back in the box. Curtis has got a sign from his catcher. He's going to check on Hardy out at second. And 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be a fastball up high for ball two.
There we go again with fastball going, coming up high with fastball again. Or was he trying to get Hartstack to go for a pitch out of the strike zone?
So count all even at two balls and two strikes. There's two outs. 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. This is a ground ball over to third. Third baseman will pick it up, step on the base for out number three. So no runs for the Cubs here in the top half of the second. And we're scored as 1-0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
And welcome back. We're back here at Rice University, Cameron Field at Reckling Park for Brenham playoff baseball action as the Brenham Cubs trail it as we go to the bottom of the second inning. 1-0, Port Neches Grove on top. So leading it off for the Port Neches Grove Indians is going to be
Benoit.
Cooper Benoit. I'm going to make sure I say that name right there.
You got it perfect. So the one thing about Benoit, he came in relief pitching last night and, you know, really pitched well enough to win the ball game. It's just some mental errors and some physical errors out there cost PNG that ball game.
So Benoit, first pitch, he swung, fouled it back into the screen. Next pitch is outside for a ball. So count even here at one ball, one strike. So Kime working quickly here. 1-1 pitch is on its way. That's in there for strike two on the outside part of the plate. So Dawson Kime hit one ball, two strikes.
A good breaking pitch there by Dawson, breaking it on that outside corner.
So the 1-2 pitch on its way to Benoit. This is hit out into the right center field, and right fielder Hardy's going to move over and make the catch for out number one. So fly out to Luke Hardy out in right field. Bring up first baseman Parker Meyer for the Indians. So Dawson Kime working effectively, pitching well. Bring up another left-handed batter. Quite a few left-handed batters in the lineup for the Indians.
Yes, they do have some left-handed hitters.
So mirror step in. First pitch coming from Dawson Keim is going to be swung on and fouled back into the screen for strike one. So PNG being aggressive at the plate here in this game tonight, swinging a lot of first pitch strikes.
And I piddled with that left-handed hitting in Little League a little bit. I wish I'd have stayed with it.
So next pitch is swung on, hit out to left field. Caleb Meyer comes in and makes the diving
catch. Oh, what a
catch. Great catch out in left field by Caleb Mowers. He comes in on the little flare out to left, dives forward, makes the catch. Umpire right there on top of the call. So two outs now, and the inning's going to bring up to bat Logan Acevedo, the catcher. So two quick outs here in the bottom half of the second inning. So Acevedo will step in with nobody on here.
Just exactly what Dawson needed, a couple of quick outs.
So first pitch from Keim just misses on the outside part of the plate for ball one. So Acevedo steps back in with the 1-0 count. Keim's 1-0 delivery is going to be swung on as a ground ball over to Owen Finke. Finke's up with it. He'll toss on over to first base. So three up, three down for the Cubs in the inning. Three up, three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So no runs in the inning and your score at the end of two complete innings of play. It's PNG 1, the Brenham Cubs nothing. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5. And on Friday from 8 to 1.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spieshecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
And we're back here at Reckling Park for Brenham Cub baseball action as we start playing the top half of the third inning. Cubs trail it 1-0. Stepping up to bat for the Cubs will be left fielder number 10, Caleb Mauer. So first pitch coming to Mauer is swung on and missed for strike one.
A lively fastball there by Curtis that time.
So Mauer swings at the fastball for strike one. And that 0-1 pitch is on his way. Squares around the bunt. He'll take that down low for a ball. So evens up the count at 1-1. So Mauer's back in the box. Curtis quickly working on the mound. The 1-1 delivery is on his way. Swung on and missed by Mauer for strike two. Takes the count out to 1-2.
Tell you what, so far in this ball game, great defensive move by Coach Wheaton. Mauer making a couple of really good defensive plays.
So Mauer swinging, hits a line drive single out to left field. So leadoff man aboard again for the Cubs here in the third inning. Leadoff single for Mauer is going to take us back to the top of the lineup for leadoff hitter Ethan Auschenbeck. He started it off back in the first inning with an infield single.
I tell you what the Cubs have done so far is having a little bit of difficulties with the curveball of Curtis, but being able to hit that fastball.
So first pitch to Auschenbeck is going to be just outside for a ball. So good speed at first base in Maurer. Auschenbeck at the plate. Curtis to check on Maurer over at first base. He'll throw over there now. Maurer back in safely.
Not a bad move for a right-hander.
No, pretty decent move there for a right-handed pitcher over there. So Curtis comes set. He'll check on Maurer. 1-0 pitch on its way to Auschenbeck is taken in there for strike one. So evens up the count. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Runner on first base for the Cubs. So Curtis comes set. Pitch to Auschenbeck is outside ball. Snap throw down to first. Maurer back in there safely.
Ooh, I tell you what, that may have been interesting if the throw would have been a little bit more on target.
So throw on the first base dugout side of the bag there allows Maurer to slide back in safely. So takes the count out to 2-1 on Ethan Auschenbeck. 2-1 pitch from Curtis on its way. This is outside of ball. Another snap throw down to first base. Back in time is Maurer. So Auschenbeck now with a 3-1 count.
Tell you what, Curtis fixing to work himself into trouble again.
So 3-1 on Ethan Auschenbeck. Auschenbeck looking some to put in play here. It's 3-1 pitch is on his way, swung on and fouled back into the screen. Evens up the count. Actually takes the count full, 3-2. So Auschenbeck with a big swing on the 3-1 pitch, just missed the fastball. So Curtis will throw back over to first again. Maurer back in safely. So Curtis paying a lot of attention to Caleb Maurer over there at first base. So Curtis will come set. He'll check on Maurer. Going to throw over there again. Maurer back in safely. So Curtis paying a lot of attention to Caleb Maurer over there at first base. He'll come set. 3-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be outside for ball four. So a walk for Ethan Auschenbeck, single Caleb Maurer, runners first and second now for the Cubs with nobody out in the inning. He's going to bring up to bat Owen Finke. So Finke steps up to the plate with an opportunity here to either move some runners over or get a run home on a base hit to the outfield. Tommy, it'd be interesting to see how Coach plays this one too. You got nobody out, runners first and second. Pretty hot bat in Finke at the plate. I'm inclined to let him swing away here. So first pitch coming to Finke's going to be down low for a ball. So Curtis struggling a little bit with his control now.
You know, and of course me, you know, I'm a small ball player. I say move the guys up. We got 3, 4, and 5 coming up. So that.
And Finke with good speed, too. There's always a chance he could beat that out. That 1-0 pitch is on its way. Fastball left up high. So two balls and no strikes now. And that's going to get a visit from the coach.
He's fixing to put himself in a bind.
Yeah, so P&G coach going to come out and have a few words with his pitcher out there, Eli Curtis. So Cubs have got some action going here in the top half of the third inning. They're trailing it, though, 1-0. Runners are at first and second with nobody out and 2-0 count on Owen Finke at the plate. So coach trying to settle down his pitcher out there a little bit. He's leaving the fastball up, Tommy.
And that goes pretty well from first inning on. Not be able to get that ball down.
Seems like when he takes a little bit off of it, he's getting it in the zone a little bit better. But the Cubs seem to be waiting for that fastball up, too, because Cubs have 4 hits on the night already. Just haven't put anything on the scoreboard yet, but got a good opportunity here going in the top half of the third with nobody out and runners at first and second.
You know, ideal situation, you know, 2-0. You get your pitch
The 2-0 pitch is up again. So 3-0 now to Owen Finke. Drake Binky waits on deck.
You know, so far the chess move by not throwing Curtis last night, not going in the coach's favor.
So the 3-0 pitch, that's going to be taken for strike one. So Finke taking all the way there on the 3-0. So takes the count out, 3-1. Runners first and second. Nobody out here, top half of the third inning. So Curtis will come set. He'll check on the runner, and Finke will call time at the plate. So Finke calls time, steps out, and he's back in there now. So Curtis checks on the runner out at second base. 3-1 pitch on its way. That's in there for strike two. So 3-2 count now on Owen Finke. So Curtis comes back after going 3-0, comes back with two straight strikes. So Curtis will come set. He'll check on Maurer out there at second base. 3-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed by Owen Finke. Foul tip to the catcher's mitt for strike three.
Tell you what, that was just straight fastball there, and Owen got just a little bit of it, but...
Yeah, got just a little piece catcher able to hang on to it. Going to bring up the bat designated hitter, Drake Binky. So Binky steps on now, one out in the inning, runner still at first and second. Binky flied out to left field his first time up. He's going to take an off-speed pitch for ball one. First pitch from Curtis going off-speed there. So Binky, a tall left-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher, Curtis. So the 1-0 pitch, that's going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Binky, he's back in the box right away.
Of course, you and I are up here. That may have been a pitch Binky wanted to tee off on.
The 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be up and outside for ball two. So 2-1 count.
Now it seems like Curtis is having a difficulty getting the curveball across the plate.
So Cubs need to take advantage of this in this inning. First and second, one out. Swung on by Binky. Hit deep to left field. That ball's going. That ball is gone. Home run for Drake Binky. 3-run home run for Drake Binky. He's going to put the Cubs on top 3-1. So big fly from Drake Binky out to right field. Going to put the Cubs on top. Curtis laid one in there for Binky, and it was gone. The time had left the bat, a no-doubter, Tommy.
No doubt about it. I saw it as it came off the bat. He got all of it, and he came back with fastball, and just got it a little bit too much over the over the front part of the plate, and Drake got all of it.
Drake Binky with the big fly, 3-run home run, puts the Cubs on top 3-1. Stepping up the bat now is right fielder Luke Hardy. So first pitch to Hardy is going to be a fastball up for ball one. So we talked about Curtis leaving the ball up. He left an off-speed pitch up right there, and Drake Binky made him pay for it.
Oh, yeah, he just left it up over the middle part of the plate.
So Curtis now throws one in the dirt that's going to bounce to the screen. So quickly, 2-0 count on Luke Hardy. Curtis definitely rattled by the 3-run home run that Binky just put over the right field wall.
I tell you what, you and I had this conversation. And you know, I'm not the P&G coach.
So Luke Hardy swinging at the 2-0 pitch, going to hit a deep fly ball out to center field. Center fielder's going to make the play for out number two. So two outs in the inning is going to bring up the bat for the Cubs, catcher Brody Tucker.
As I was saying, you know, what do you do? You know, do you come with your ace the first game of a series? I don't know. I'm not the coach, but you know, a little bit of pressure on, you know, they're in a situation where it's win to play tomorrow. And if you don't win, there's no tomorrow.
So first pitch is outside for a ball to Tucker. The 1-0 pitch now on its way. Tucker swinging. He's going to foul this one out of play over the dugout to the right side. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Cubs on the board here in the top half of the third with a three-run home run from Drake Binky. Lead it 3-1. So the 1-1 pitch on its way to Tucker is going to be taken down low for ball two. So Curtis has thrown quite a few pitches in this inning. Catcher's going to go out there now and talk to him, try and settle him down a little bit. So Luke Hardy put a good swing on his ball, hit it deep out to center field, just hit it to the wrong part of the ballpark. Probably, we don't know the dimensions, but it's at least 400 to center field here.
I do want to mention this. P&G did send someone to the bullpen.
So a little bit of bullpen activity now for P&G down the left field side. As Curtis has labored here a little bit in the top half of the third inning. So 2-1 count now on Brody Tucker. 2-1 pitch is on its way to Tucker. This is swung on. This is going to be over to third base. Third baseman's up with it. He'll throw on to first base for the third out. But for the Cubs, they're able to score three runs on the big home run by Drake Binky. Lead it 3-1 as we hit to the bottom half of the third. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and garden materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
And welcome back to Reckling Park here at Rice University. Big top half of the third inning for the Cubs. Three-run home run by Drake Binky puts the Cubs on top 3-1 as we go to play here in the bottom half of the third inning. Leading it off for the P&G Indians will be Jude Gehlke, the center fielder. Gehlke in yesterday's game was kind of a second leadoff man for the Indians down there in the bottom of the lineup. So Dawson Kime will face 9-1-2 as we go to the bottom half of the third inning. Warm-up toss is complete as we get ready to set for play here. Cubs with the lead now. Got the lead for the first time today. And scoring the first run of the game for the Cubs was Caleb Maurer scored the first run. So Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural, real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for all your financing needs. So first pitch from Dawson Kime to Jude Gehlke is taken down low for ball one. So Gehlke steps back in on the 1-0 count. Kime is set to deliver. It's on its way. Squares around the bunny. He's going to lay this one down. Brody Tucker's going to field it. Picks it up. Throws on to first base. Nice play by Brody Tucker for the out. Slides on one knee. Picks the ball up. Fires it down to first base. Gets the speedy Gehlke for out number one. So one out for the Cubs takes us back to the top of the order to Dylan Brown. So Brown, his first time up, first pitch swinging, hit a fly ball out to left field. That was caught by Caleb Maurer. So Brown steps in with one out here in the bottom half of the third inning. First pitch on his way from Kime. This is going to be outside just off the plate for a ball one. So Dawson Kime doing a good job working in and out on the P&G hitters. So 1-0 pitch is going to be swung on. This is going to be a line drive single out to right field. So Brown is on with a single. He'll pull up over there at first base. Going to bring up to bat for the Indians, Mason West. So West steps in now with one out. Runner over at first base.
A good way to say it, I guess, West with that Texas League double.
Yeah, had the Texas League double there back in the first inning. So scored the first run of the game for PNG. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. Cubs lead it 3-1. Kime will check on the runner over at first. Toss over. He's back in time.
Best thing for Dawson to do is, that's your leadoff hitter. Just keep him honest over there.
So pitch on its way from Kime is going to be up for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. So Mason West, first time up, hit the Texas leaguer down, and we got a ball loose down there on the right field line as Luke Hardy tossed that back over to the kids playing out there.
Wiffle ball going on down there
In the roost. So Kime's back on the rubber, the 1-0 pitch coming. 1-0 pitch is on its way, going to be down low for ball two. So two balls and no strike count now on Mason West.
Tell you what, I just love to see that when they still play wiffle ball.
So good crowd out here tonight for both teams. A lot of green, a lot of purple out here. So 2-0 pitch on its way. This is going to be up high for ball three. So Kime behind now on Mason West. Three balls, no strike. Got a runner over at first base with one out.
We just got to settle down and throw strikes. Defense been making the plays.
So 3-0 pitch from Kime, taken for strike. So runs the count out to three balls and one strike. So West, a left-handed batter, facing the right-handed pitcher, Kime. Runner over at first has his lead. Kime will check on him over there. 3-1 pitch on its way. Swung on. This is a ground ball. It's going to be knocked down by Hudson Hartsack, but no play. So infield single for Mason West. So ball hit in between third and shortstop. Hartsack's able to knock it down, keep it on the infield. Going to bring up to bat left fielder Parker Ross. So Ross hit a fly ball out to right field back in the first inning. So PNG now, little activity on the bases. Runners at first and second, one out. Cubs are leading it 3-1. We're in the bottom half of the third inning.
Cubs at double play depth.
So first pitch coming is taken for strike one. So Kime ahead, no balls and one strike.
Good job there by Dawson, coming back, throwing strikes.
So Kime's back on the rubber. He comes set. He'll check on the runner out at second base. 0-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike two.
Tell you what, Dawson came with curveball and had Ross totally off balance. Just swung right through it.
Swung right through the curveball there. So no ball, two strike count, one out. Runners first and second. Pitch on his way from Kime is going to be a fastball up and away for ball one. Takes the count out, one ball and two strikes. Tried to get Ross to chase something up and out over the plate. So Kime's got a sign from Tucker. He's checking on his runner at second base. 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be swung on and foul down the right field line, out of play. Keeps the count at one ball and two strikes. So So Kime's back on the rubber. He's getting his sign from Tucker.
Tell you what, we actually have some Burham fans sitting down there in the roost.
1-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on, hit over to Hartsack at short. He'll throw to Mendoza, second for one. Back to first. Double play for the Cubs. Cubs out of the inning. No runs for Port Neches Grove. And your score at the end of three complete. It's the Brenham Cubs 3, Port Neches Grove 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Gathering Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gathering Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gathering Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to Reckling Park here as Landry Mendoza steps in for the first batter for the Cubs here in the top half of the fourth inning. First pitch is going to be a fastball that's going to be taken down low for a ball. So Eli Curtis back out on the mound for the Indians. Had a tough long inning in the top half of the third inning. Mendoza leading it off for the Cubs here in the top half of the fourth. Cubs on top 3-1. So Curtis not sure if he wants to go from the stretch or the windup. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Mendoza swings. He'll foul this one out of play down the right side. Over the Cub dugout out there. So good crowd over here from Brenham. Looks like a little more green than purple out there.
I tell you what, I definitely can see that, you know, of course, being a Friday night.
So 1-1 pitch by Mendoza is going to be a fly ball out to center field. Center fielder is going to settle underneath it and make the play for out number one. So fly out to center field for Mendoza. Going to bring up to bat first baseman Braden Steele. So Steele, his first time up, he popped out to the shortstop.
Tell you what, I think a little bit of the wind got taken out of P&G's sail in that last inning.
Yeah, big double play there to end that bottom half of the third. And first pitch to Braden Steele, fastball down low. So I think if the Cub hitters be patient here, they're going to see a lot of pitches from Curtis. He's having a little struggle with the control. The 1-0 pitch is in there, though, for strike one. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike on Braden Steele. So the 1-1 pitch from Curtis on the way. Steele's going to hit this one down the left field line. This is going to get by the left fielder and go all the way to the wall. Steele around first base, hit it to second, and he'll be in with a stand-up double. So stand-up double for Braden Steele. Going to bring up to bat now shortstop Hudson Hartstack.
Tell you what, good piece of hitting there by Braden. Got a pitch right over the middle of the plate there and drives it down to that left field wall for a double.
Steele got a fastball about belt high and hit it all the way to the wall in left field for a double. So he's on second base now for Hudson Hartstack. There's one out in the inning. First pitch on its way to Hartstack. Fastball in there for strike one. So Curtis out there on the mound, struggling a little bit with the control. Cubs taking advantage of when he does throw it across the plate. So the 0-1 pitch to Hartsack is going to be inside for a ball. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike.
And I'm going to go back, and I know that really the pressure's on Curtis right now because they're down. You lose, you go home. And I'm not totally sure Coach isn't thinking about that. Should we have maybe had the two number ones go last night?
So the 1-1 pitch to Hartsack is a fastball in there for strike two. So Hudson Hartsack down, one ball, two strike in the count, one out. Braden Steele over at second base. 1-2 pitch on its way to Hartsack. This is going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So evens up the count at two balls and two strikes.
I think the PNG fans wanted that pitch.
Yeah, awful close pitch there on the outside part of the plate. Count, though, even at two balls and two strikes. That 2-2 pitch is on its way to Hartsack. This is swung on, hit down the left field line. This is going to be a fair ball. Coming around third base will be Steele. He'll score easily. Hudson Hartsack pulls in the second base with an RBI double. So Cubs score another run here in the top half of the fourth inning. They'll push their lead out to 4-1 now as Hudson Hartsack with an RBI double to left field is going to score Braden Steele. Going to bring up the bat Caleb Maurer. Maurer, first time up, had a single, scored the first run of the Cubs tonight on the three-run homer by Drake Binky. So Cubs back in business here in the top half of the fourth. One run already in, Tommy.
I think that's going to be it for Curtis.
And PNG's going to make a move out to the mound. Let's see if he makes the pitching change or we're going to keep Mr. Curtis in the game. So...
And by the way, that is the big boss going out
there. And he indeed is going to make a pitching change. So with this pitching change, we'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
So welcome back here to Reckling Park as we've got a pitching change for Port Neches Grove as Caden Lanford is on the pitch. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance Agency. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So Caden Lanford on relief of Eli Curtis. Cubs still in business here in the top half of the fourth inning. They lead it 4-1. Hudson Hartsack out there at second base with one out. Coming up to bat for the Cubs is going to be number 10, Caleb Maurer. So he'll face the new pitcher, Lanford. So Tommy Curtis just... had a little bit of control issues when he did put his fastball down the middle of the plate. The Cubs made him pay for it. So Cubs have 7 hits already on the night. We're just in the top half of the fourth with one out. So Maurer had one of those hits his first time up, had a single. So first pitch coming to Maurer, he's going to square around the butt, and he'll foul this one at the plate. So good try there by Maurer, third baseman, way back over there by the base, and he tried to bunt it down the third baseline. Probably would have had a hit out of that if he could have got it down in fair territory over there at third. So now the third baseman creeps in just a little bit. First baseman, he's playing up on the grass. So 0-1 pitch on its way to Maurer. This time swinging away, he's going to foul this one down the third baseline. So Maurer down 0-2.
Looked like Lanford came with breaking pitch.
Yeah, it looked like he threw some kind of off-speed. A little bit of different delivery for him, about three-quarter delivery. Tall, lanky pitcher out there on the mound. So Maurer down in the count, 0-2, one out. Hudson Hartstack at second, 0-2 pitch is on its way. Taken for strike three. So strikeout for Caleb Maurer is going to take us back up to the top of the lineup for the Cubs, Ethan Auschenbeck.
Tell you what, that was a fastball right down the middle of the plate.
Yeah, I don't think Caleb was looking fastball there.
I think he was thinking curveball because he had come with that curveball the pitch prior, and I think he was getting ready for curveball, and I'm telling you, he just came with straight fastball right down the middle of the plate.
So Langford, he comes set. He'll check on the runner out at second. First pitch on its way. Auschenbeck swinging. Hits this one deep out to center field in the gap. Center fielder giving chase. Makes a diving catch.
Holy moly.
What a catch by the center fielder to Ethan Auschenbeck. But for the Cubs in the inning, they will score one run on two hits. And your score at the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 4 and Port Neches Grove 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
And welcome back out here to Rice University, Reckling Park, as the Cubs lead it 4-1 as we start playing the bottom half of the fourth inning. And we'll go over the recap of the game so far. So Cubs on the board with four runs on a big three-run homer by Drake Binky to get it started for the Cubs. Trailed it 1-0 going into the top of the third inning, and then Binky hits the three-run homer. Top half of the fourth, back-to-back doubles by Braden Steele and Hudson Hartstack get another run in for the Cubs. So that's our score at the end of 3.5. It's 4-1 Cubs. And this is a little flare. Going to be over Mendoza out there. So leadoff batter aboard for Port Neches Grove. But our Cub recap was brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Stop in today. Try the new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit. Only at Whataburger, kick breakfast up a notch with Whataburger's all-new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit. So leadoff batter aboard for the Indians here as Eli Curtis gets a single out to right field to start it off for PNG.
Curtis figured felt he better do something. He wasn't able to get the ball across the plate.
So Curtis stays in the game as the DH now in that spot in the lineup. Going to bring up the bat for Port Neches Grove, Casey Burnham. So first pitch to Burnham is fouled off for strike one.
In case the listening fans are wondering, on the official scorecard, Eli Curtis was listed as the pitcher and also listed as the DH. So with him coming out of the game, he's still the DH.
So 0-1 pitch from Kime is going to miss outside for the ball. Takes the count out to one ball and one strike. So Kime's going to come set. He'll check on the runner over at first base. Pitch is on his way. Squares around the bunt. Brody Tucker out on top of that one. Throws on over to first base for out number one. So sacrifice bunt for Kasen Burnham. Going to move the runner over to second base.
I'll tell you what, excellent bunt. If he gets it a little more down toward third base, that could have been an interesting play at first.
So it brings up to bat Cooper Benoit. So Benoit, his first time up, he flied out to right field. So he'll step in here with one out, runner over at second base. Cubs lead it here 4-1. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And Benoit step out as he calls time. So Benoit back in there. Kime's going to come set. He'll check on that runner out at second base. First pitch to Benoit is going to be just off the plate outside for ball one. So one ball, no strike count. One out with a runner at second base. So Kime comes set. 1-0 pitch on its way to Benoit. This is hit fairly well out to right field. Luke Hardy backing up on it. He's going to make the play. Runner's going to tag at second base. Hardy with a strong throw over to third. Not in time. So moving up on the fly out to right field over to second base is Eli. The third base is Eli Curtis. But two outs now in the inning. Brings up to bat first baseman Parker Meir. So Meir, his first time up, flied out to left field. So Meir steps in, left-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher, Kime, runner over at third base, two outs in the inning, Cubs leading it 4-1. We're in the bottom half of the fourth. Pitch from Kime is up for a ball.
Well, Kime throwing the right pitches, and he's getting runners on base, but, getting the hitters to get the ball up in the air and let his defensive players make the play.
So Kime doing a good job. That 1-0 pitch on its way. Going to be on the outside corner for strike one. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
I tell you what, that was a breaking pitch. Broke it right on the outside corner of the left-handed hitting mirror.
So Kime comes set. 1-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on and fouled into the screen. So Kime ahead, one ball, two strikes. Two outs, runner over at third base. Cubs lead it 4-1, bottom half of the fourth inning. So Kime looks in to Brody Tucker and get the sign. 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be down in the dirt, blocked by Tucker for ball two. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes.
Just something that Brody Tucker does really, really well when that ball is down in the dirt or down in the turf, keeping the ball in front of him.
So 2-2 pitch on its way from Kime. This is swung on, hit over to Landry Mendoza at second. He's up with it, flips on to first base for the third out of the inning. So for Port Neches Grove inning, they scored no runs and leave a runner at third base. Your score at the end of four innings of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 4, Port Neches Grove 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
It's playoff season, and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Brandit Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores, Brandit Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day. On the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Brandit Graphics, your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs.
And it's a home run.
Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
So welcome back to the top half of the fifth inning, and this top half of the fifth inning is going to be the Mattress Guys pillow giveaway inning. So be the sixth caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937. And be the sixth caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jassy, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. One pillow per family per season. If you have won a pillow in the last 30 days, you are not eligible to play. So leading it off for the Cubs in the top half of the fifth inning is going to be Owen Finke, and he's got a 2-2 count as he steps in here. First batter of the top of the fifth for the Cubs. Cubs lead it 4-1. 2-2 pitch on his way. This is going to be swung on. A little ground ball up the middle. Shortstop moves over. Finke's going to be close call over there at first base. Umpire says he got him by half a step. So Finke making it really tough over there on the shortstop as he set back on that slow roller up the middle. But does get the out for out number one.
I was going to bring up something. I'm going to need to go see Anthony. Mine is worn out. I mean, or can it get worn out? But I believe mine is. So I'm going to have to get me another one of those.
So stepping in now is Drake Binky, designated hitter. He's going to take the first pitch fastball up and away for ball one. So Binky had a big three-run home run his last time up. Another fastball, this time down a little bit, outside part of the plate for strike one. So evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So 1-1 pitch on its way to Binky. This is outside for ball two. So, Tommy, you can see the strategy here on Langford on Binky. He's throwing him away.
He's got the right idea. It's just whether or not he's going to have his right placement or not.
So 2-1 pitch on the way to Binky. This little half swing by Binky is going to be strike two. So that's going to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. So Binky batting with one out, nobody on. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. 2-2 pitch from Binky, swung on and missed for strike three.
I tell you what, you see what he did? He was setting him up, Steve.
Yeah, he went away, away, away.
Away, and then comes up high and in.
Yeah, comes up high and in. So two outs now in the inning. Going to bring up to bat right fielder Luke Hardy. Right fielder, number 19, Luke Hardy. So Hardy steps in to bat. He's 1-for-2 on the night. Had a single back in the second inning. So first pitch on its way from Langford to Hardy is going to be outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count to Luke Hardy. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So 1-1 with two outs. Nobody on. Cubs lead it 4-1. Next pitch swung on and missed by Hardy for strike two. So one ball, two strike count on Luke Hardy. So Hardy will step out. Steps back in. Langford ready to go on the mound. 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be outside for ball two. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 count, two outs. 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to be a curveball that just missed. I believe that fooled the umpire a little bit there. Is that
I believe you're exactly right.
That looked pretty good. First off-speed pitch we've seen from Langford. So 3-2 now on Hardy. 3-2 pitch on its way. Going to be called strike three on the fastball. So Hardy goes down on strike. So no runs, no hits for the Cubs here in the top half of the fifth. Your score after 4.5, Brenham 4, Port Neches Grove 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
And welcome back as we get ready for action here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And we've got a winner in the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Winner is Sue Gandy. So Sue Gandy takes home the Maloof Z pillow from Mattress Guys. So as we start here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, leading it off for the Port Neches Grove Indians will be Logan Espedado.
Sue is a winner.
Sue is the winner. So I know she'll enjoy that pillow. I've got one of those pillows.
She's the and is. Great pillow, great pillow. And thank you to Anthony for sponsoring that pillow, that the pillow giveaway. That's... He's the guy.
So first pitch from Kahn to Espedado is going to be on outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. So Kahn comes set. His 1-0 delivery is on the way. That's going to be just down for ball two. So two balls and no strikes on leadoff batter Logan Espedado here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubs lead it 4-1. So Kahn behind 2-0. 2-0 pitch on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike. Takes the count out to two balls and one strike. So Espedado, his first time up, grounded out over to Owen Finke at third base.
Espedado was taken all the way on that pitch.
So now he'll call time here at the plate. Try and break Kime's rhythm a little bit out there on the mound. Kime never leaves the rubber. He's set. 2-1 pitch on its way. Going to be just down for a ball. So 3-1 count now on Espedito.
I think Dawson was wondering where was that pitch.
Pretty good pitch there by Dawson Kine, just down a little bit, according to the umpire. So 3-1 now on Espedito. 3-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be just out for a ball. So ball four. So close pitches there by Dawson Kine.
And, oh, by the way, first walk given up by Dawson.
So first walk of the game, and we're going to have a courtesy runner for the catcher over there.
I'm trying to get it for you here.
Looks like number one.
That is number one. That is Daryl Vega.
So Daryl Vega on the run for the Indians catcher, Espedito. Is going to bring up to bat Jude Gulkey.
Or I'm wondering, could it be Darrell? It's D-A-R-E-L.
Could be Darrell. So Gulkey up to bat. He bunted his first time up. I would expect bunt here. And he's going to take strike one. Tried to call time
out. Tried to get time out. He was a little bit late.
Yeah, tried to get time. Umpire did not grant him time, so he takes strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Jude Gulkey. So Kime's going to come set. The 0-1 pitch on its way. That's going to be in there for strike two. So quickly 0-2 on Gulkey. So Port Neches Grove fans trying to get into the game over here, get their team back in it. Brenham leading it 4-1 here in the bottom half of the fifth. So 0-2 count on Gulkey. 0-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be check swing. They'll check it down at first. First base umpire says no swing. So runs the count out to one ball and two strikes.
Dawson had come with two really good curveballs. Both for strikes, comes with a high fastball, trying to get him to go for a pitch out of the zone.
So tried to get him to chase at something out of the zone there. So one ball, two strikes, nobody out, runner over at first base. 1-2 pitch on the way, runner on the move. Tucker's throw down to second is on the money, and he got him. So runner out at second base on the throw out by Brody Tucker. So Tucker with a strong throw puts it right on the bag, catches the runner out at second base. So one out in the inning, 2-2 count now on Gulkey as he took that pitch for a ball.
You're going to have to enlighten me on this one. You're down three.
Down three and you get
and you get caught stealing? Oh, my goodness.
And that 2-2 pitch curveball is in there for strike three. So called strike three. So two outs in the inning now for the Cubs. It's going to take us back up to the top of the order to Dylan Brown.
I tell you what, we got PNG right where we want them right now. They're starting to press, and now Dawson can just get back and just be the pitcher that we know he is.
So first pitch to Brown is going to be up for a ball. So one ball, no strike, two outs, nobody on. Bottom half of the fifth inning, Cubs leading it 4-1. So Kime, he'll come set. He's got a sign from Tucker. 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is going to be outside for ball two.
You've been around this game a while. Wouldn't you think that I made the right statement there?
I mean, I would say that in that situation, down three runs right there, and you got the runner over at first. I guess he's trying to make something happen there. But
that's the only thing. I know the coach. You know, he's got to be a great baseball coach and been around the game. But, man, I'm going to tell you what, you're struggling, and then you take base runners off the base.
So 2-1 pitch by Kime and swung on and missed by Brown.
I tell you what, another really good off-speed pitch there by Dawson.
So 2-2 count on Brown, two outs in the inning. Nobody on base, Cubs leading it 4-1. 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be swung on and hit foul down the third baseline. So defensive swing there by Brown, just trying to get a piece of it, stay alive, hits it down the left field line, foul.
Trying to get a pitch that he knows he can hit, and Dawson doing a great job of mixing up his pitches. And plus, the big key is moving the ball in and out.
He's moving it around in and out.
Moving the pitches in and out, just doing an excellent job.
So 2-2 pitch from Keim. This is another swing. It's going to be a line drive that's into the screen over by the dugout, foul. So count stays at 2-2. Two outs. Dawson Keim looks in, gets his sign from Brody Tucker. And Brown will step out and call time. So Brown's back in there. Keim's ready for the 2-2. 2-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on. Comebacker to Keim. He's got it. He'll toss it over to first base for out number three. So that's a 3-3 down inning. Way to go. Brenham National Bank is the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. So for PNG, no runs. And your score at the end of five complete innings of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 4, Port Neches Grove 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and garden materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
And welcome back here to Reckling Park as Brody Tucker steps in and lead it off for the Cubs here in the top half of the sixth inning. Cubs leading it 4-1. Tucker takes it down for a ball there. So Tucker out ahead of the count here to lead it off for the Cubs in the top half of the sixth. Pitch is on its way. That's going to be also down low for a ball. So quickly, three balls and no strikes on Brody Tucker. So PNG faithful there, getting a little restless with the umpire there, I believe.
We're fixing to start calling Brody Bullet Tucker.
And that pitch is taken inside for ball four, so Tucker's going to lead it off for the Cubs here in the top half of the sixth with a walk. And I'm sure we'll have a courtesy runner over there, and that looks like Blue Sanega.
That is Blue Sanega.
So Blue Sanega is coming in the courtesy run for Brody Tucker. Brings up to bat second baseman Landry Mendoza. Mendoza 0-2 on the night, looking for his first hit of the night. So let's see if the Cubs are going to play small ball and move Sanega over if they let Mendoza swing away. So first pitch, Mendoza is going to take that for a strike. So Langford ahead, no ball, one strike count on Landry Mendoza. Runner over at first base is Blue Sanega. Nobody out. Cubs lead it 4-1 here, top half of the sixth. So pitch coming to Mendoza, down in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, keeps it in front. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
Catcher doing a little bit better job this evening. Last night he had a little bit of difficulty with that, and the ball going back to the backstop, and Cubs getting a couple of runs off of it.
So 1-1 count on Mendoza. Now throw over to first, and it's going to get away from the first baseman. Sanega is up. He's hit it to second. He'll look back, and he'll hold there as the first baseman comes up with it. So miscue on the throw over to first base. Going to send Blusinega down to second base. So Tommy Cubs back in business here again.
I tell you what, no outs. Now, you know what? Here, I don't like taking the bat out of Landry's hands, but you bunt now, you get Sonega over to third.
So the 1-1 pitch is going to be a fastball outside for ball two. So two balls and one strike.
Get Sonega over to third. You got a couple of opportunities there to either sacrifice fly and almost anything with his speed, almost anything hitting the infield.
So 2-1 pitch is going to be fouled off over the first base dugout. Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes. So Mendoza batting here with Sonega out at second base, nobody out. So Langford to come set. Check on Sonega. 2-2's on its way. Swung on and missed by Mendoza for strike three. So out number one for the Cubs here in the top half of the sixth inning. Going to bring up to bat first baseman Braden Steele. So Steele 1-for-2 on the night. Had a big double back in the fourth inning. Scored a run. So Steele will step in here with one out. Runner at second base. So Langford, he'll come set. He'll check on the runner out there at second. First pitch coming to Steele is going to be in there for a strike. So Steele with a double his last time up bat down the left field corner. So Langford's 0-1 pitch is going to be fouled back into the screen. Takes the count out to no balls and two strikes on Braden Steele. So Blusinega out there at second base. He's running for Brody Tucker, who reached on a walk. So Langford's got his sign. He's going to check on Sonega out at second. 0-2 pitch on the way to Steele is going to be in there, called strike three. So taken for strike three for out number two. Going to bring up to bat shortstop Hudson Hartstack.
Tell you what, that was just straight fastball right down the center of the plate. I just don't feel that Braden was ready for that pitch.
Nope, straight fastball right down the middle. Probably looking for some off-speed there with the 0-2. Hadn't seen a lot of off-speed pitches from Langford yet. Been going mostly with the fastball. So Hartstack steps in. He had RBI double his last time up. He's going to take strike one on the outside part of the plate.
Tell you what you don't want to do here either is you don't want to get Langford to get too much fuel either.
No, you don't want him to settle
in. Two strikeouts in a row.
So 0-1 pitch, this is going to be up high for a ball. So evens up the count at one ball, one strike, two outs. Runner at second base for the Cubs. Cubs leading in here, top half of the sixth inning, 4-1. So 1-1 pitch on its way to Hartstack is going to be swung on and fouled back into the screen. So 1-2 now on Hudson Hartstack. So Hudson Hartstack dips back in the box. Lanford's going to check on his runner out at second base. 1-2 is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three, and that's three outs for the Cubs. Meaning no runs, they'll leave a runner on base. And your score at the end of 5.5 innings of play. It's Brenham 4, PNG 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Conjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your floor specialists. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs, all the way to state.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
And welcome back here to Reckling Park at Rice University as we start play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cubs leading it 4-1. So leading it off for the Indians will be Mason West. First pitch coming to West is going to be swung on. Mendoza unable to make the play over there at second base as it gets by him for a single out into right field. So leadoff single for Mason West. So West on first base leads it off. Going to bring up left fielder Parker Ross. Ross is 0 for 2 on the night. So we'll see how the Cubs go here in this inning. So runner over at first base, nobody out. First pitch coming in there, this is swung on, line drive, diving stop by Hudson Hartstack for out number one. So line drive, bid for a base hit up the middle, Hartstack dives, makes the diving catch for out number one. So one out, going to bring us to Eli Curtis in the lineup. So Curtis steps in. He's one for two on the night. So runner at first base, one out for the Indians. Dawson Kime comes set. He'll check the runner over at first base. Pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on. It's going to be a base hit out into left field in between third and shortstop. Going to hold a runner over at second base. So runners at first and second base now for the Indians with one out. Two singles in the inning. Going to bring up right fielder Kaysen Burnham. So Burnham steps in with runners at first and second base. So Kime in a little bit of trouble here in the bottom half of the sixth. Cubs leading it 4-1. First pitch on its way, going to be down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Burnham. Runners at first and second, one out.
No activity in the Cubs bullpen that I can see as yet.
So Burnham will call time at the plate here and step out. So Kima comes set. He'll check on the runner out at second. Pitch on its way. It's a ground ball over to Mendoza at second base. He's going to come in. He's going to flip over to first for the out. Runners advance to second and third, but out number two on the ground out to Mendoza. So two outs now for the Cubs, and then he's going to bring up Cooper Benoit.
I tell you what, great move there by Landry Mendoza. One of those little slow hoppers over there. Make sure he gets the sure out at first base. Two outs.
So two outs for the Cub. Runners at second and third. Benoit steps in. Kime comes set. First pitch coming to Benoit is going to be just outside for a ball. So Benoit hitting the count. One ball, no strike. Two outs in the inning for the Cubs. Runners at second base and third base. So Kime's going to come set. He'll check over at third. That 1-0 pitch is on its way down low. Going to get away from Tucker, but not far enough to allow the runner from third to score. So 2-0 count now on Benoit.
If it comes back to the brown turf, we got a little bit different story. But
yeah, so ball kind of squirted underneath Tucker's glove there a little bit, but he was able to pounce on it pretty quick. So two balls, no strikes. 2-0 pitch on its way. This is going to be in there for a strike. Takes the count out to two balls and one strike.
Tell you what, good job there by Dawson coming back.
So Dawson Kime trying to work himself out of a jam here in the bottom half of the sixth. 2-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to hit Benoit. So that'll load up the bases. So bases loaded with Indians now, and looks like we're going to get a pinch runner here.
Okay, we're also going to have a pinch hitter.
Oh, got a pinch hitter coming up.
Dawson Guidry.
So number two, Dawson Guidry will step in the pinch hit here with the bases loaded and two outs. So Kime trying to work himself out of a bases loaded jam now. Cubs leading it though 4-1 here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So we're all set. Time called by Brody Tucker. He's going to walk out there as Coach Spivey comes out to the mound. Going to have a few words for Dawson Kime, try and settle him down a little bit. So Cubs do lead it 4-1 here, but Dawson Kime in a little bit of a jam here with bases loaded. Two outs, though, in the bottom half of the sixth. Coach Spivey out there meeting with the infield and his pitcher and catcher, trying to make sure everybody's on the same page for these plays or whatever he's going to come up with out there and want to be prepared for it. Just got to make a play.
Well, the thing of it is now, you know, what you need to do is, you know, if you get a ground ball, make the play, field the ball, make the play. You got to play at any base now. So it's now down to fundamental baseball.
So visit is over with out at the mound. We'll reset everybody on the bases. Tucker back behind the plate. Umpire's ready to put the ball in play. We've got a pinch hitter up the bat for PNG here. So we're all set, ready to go. Bases loaded, two outs.
So tension on everybody's part.
So first pitch from Kime is in there for strike one. So no ball, one strike count. So Kime looking for any type of out here so he can get out of the inning with no damage. Batter calls timeout. So Kime back on the rubber. He's got a sign from Tucker. So the 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be just down ball. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
Oh, no.
So we call it a balk.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure what the balk call was, but a balk has been called, and that's going to score a run for the Indians. Balk was called by the third base umpire over there.
I think inadvertently, I think that Dawson had his foot on the rubber and made a move to the plate. Inadvertent.
So 1-1 on the batter now. Runners at second and third. 4-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. That pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike two.
Good job there. Coming back. Guidry could not catch up to it.
So one ball, two strike count. Two outs. Runners at second and third. The 1-2 pitch is on its way. The swung on and missed for strike three. So huge strikeout for Dawson Keim. It's going to end the inning, but the Indians do score one. And your score at the end of six complete, it's Brenham 4, Port Neches Grove 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
The Brenham Cup baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizen State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizen State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball. Citizen State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
Welcome back as we're back here at Reckling Park here at Rice University as Caleb Maurer steps in to be the first batter for the Cubs here in the top of the seventh inning. He'll take the first pitch for a ball. So next pitch, Maurer swinging, fouls it off. So Lanford working quickly to Maurer. So Lanford back on the rubber already. Maurer's back in the box. So 1-1 count, leadoff batter here, top of the seven. Cubs leading it 4-2. Maurer's going to square around the bunt, but he'll take that one for a strike.
I'll tell you what, Maurer's done a really good job in left field defensively and also had a base hit earlier and scored a run.
So pitch coming to Maurer's going to be fouled off down the third baseline. Keeps the count at 1-2. So Lanford came in relief of Eli Curtis, has kind of kept the Cubs in check since the fifth inning. So 1-2 pitched on its way to Maurer. It's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So Maurer, a strikeout victim to lead it off here in the seventh inning for the Cubs. Going to take us back up to the top of the lineup to center fielder Ethan Auschenbeck.
The thing about Lanford, what he's done is he's just come in and thrown strikes. And if you throw strikes, you got a chance.
So Auschenbeck will step in with one out, top half of the seventh inning. Cubs leading it 4-2. First pitch on its way to Auschenbeck's fastball outside for a ball. So Auschenbeck takes ball one on the outside part of the plate. Lanford back on the rubber. 1-0 pitch is on its way to Auschenbeck. This is going to be down low for ball two.
Ethan had that big drive to left center field the last time. Center fielder making an outstanding catch.
So Auschenbeck back in there. 2-0 pitch is on its way. He's going to be swung on. This is a little dribbler down the third. Third baseman's going to have to make a great play. He's going to throw it away. He's going to get down the first baseline, but Auschenbeck unable to advance to second as he runs into the first baseman over there and hits the ground.
I'm trying to figure that one out. Guidry is now at third base, came in to pinch hit. Oh, that's right, and Benoit, is that Benoit at first?
It looks like Benoit over there at first base. So Auschenbeck safe over there on the throwing miscue there.
Throwing error by Guidry.
He's going to bring up to bat third baseman Owen Finke for the Cubs. So Finke steps in, Auschenbeck over at first base, one out. Lanford first pitch to Finke. He's swinging on the first pitch. This is going to be a pop-up right at the home plate. Pitcher's going to come all the way in and make the catch as the catcher lost it. So pitcher comes all the way from the pitcher's mound, makes the catch just outside the left-handed hitter's batter's box for out number two on the pop-out.
Do you remember that last evening?
Yes.
The catcher had one just like that and did not come up with it. And I know it sounds crazy, but the pitcher had a better look at the ball all the way, and he came off the mound really, really quickly, got under it, and made the catch.
So stepping in now is Drake Binky, and he'll take the first pitch inside for ball one. So Binky with a big three-run home run back in the third inning. So Cubs leading here 4-2 in the top half of the seventh. Pitch is swung on by Binky. This is hit out to left field. Left fielder is going to settle underneath it and make the out for out number three. So for the Cubs, no runs, one runner left on base. And we go to the bottom half of the seventh. It's the Brenham Cubs 4, Port Neches Grove 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Gather and Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gather and Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gather in Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
So, welcome back here to Reckling Park as we get underway here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. We had a pinch hitter there for the catcher, Ospedato.
As Lawson Gary.
Lawson Gary comes in to pinch hit. I believe Gary started in game one, and he's going to swing at the very first pitch he sees. It's a single out into right field.
And we have a courtesy runner.
So we had
Vega.
Ospedato re-entered the game, and now he's going to come out as a courtesy runner. So, Tommy, we're seeing it all again tonight.
Here we go.
I don't think I've ever seen three people go to first base and they switch out three different times, but that's what just happened right there. So, anyway, leadoff runner on board for the P&G Indians as
okay, what we didn't want to see is we didn't want to see that leadoff hitter get on, so it makes things interesting here.
So brings up to bat Jude Golke, and he's going to take the first pitch up for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Golke.
We've been able to keep Golke in check.
So Kime working here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. That pitch is swung on. This is a little pop-up. Tucker giving chase. And it's going to make the play right up against the Cub dugout. So pop-out. Great play by Brody Tucker on the pop-out there. Almost ran out of room there, Tommy. But
I tell you what, big out. Big out there.
Huge, huge play by the Cubs there to get that pop foul out. So one out now in the inning. Going to take us back up to the top part of the lineup and Dylan Brown. So Brown will step in with one out, runner at first base. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Cubs leading it 4-2.
So what guessing game here now. Hitters trying to guess what Dawson Kine was going to throw. And so far it's going in our favor.
So Kymus said he'll check the runner at first. Pitch is on its way to Brown. This is going to be just off the outside corner for a ball. So Brown, the left-handed hitter against the right-handed pitcher, Kime. So Kime right back on the rubber. He comes set. Going to check on that runner over at first base. Pitch on its way. This is going to be another pop fly, this time over by the P&G dugout on the third base side. Foul. Ball out of play, so evens up the count. One ball, one strike, one out. So Brown will step back in there. Runner over at first base. One out, 1-1 count. So Kime comes set. 1-1 pitch on its way. This is going to be swung on and fouled right back into the screen. So one ball, two strike count now. Kime a hit. One out in the inning, runner over at first base. We're in the bottom half of the seventh, 4-2 Cubs. So Kime a hit here, one ball, two strikes. He looks into Tucker, and Brown's going to step out.
Some of the Brenham fans on their feet like we are. P&G fans are sitting and waiting.
So Kime with the 1-2 pitch is going to be swung on, little dribbler foul down the first base side. So we'll come back and do it all over again. So one ball, two strikes. Umpire's going to check the ball. They'll change it out. Kime gets a new ball. So waiting on deck for P&G is Mason West. So 1-2 count on Brown. Pitch is swung on. This is going to be hit out to left field for a base hit. So Dylan Brown's going to reach first base.
I'll tell you what, that catch there by Brody Tucker looking even real big right now.
So runners now at first and second with one out. Mason West up to bat. West is 3-for-3 on the night. So West, a left-handed batter, runners at first and second base. Cubs leading at 4-2. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning.
He was one of the ones last night we were able to keep in check. He's been their mainstay this evening, just haven't been able to get him across the plate.
So first pitch is up high for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Mason West. So P&G with runners first and second base, one out. The one ball, no strike pitch is on its way. It's going to be down in the dirt for ball two.
Okay, we just need to throw strikes here.
So two ball, no strike count on Mason West. So Kime's going to come set. He'll check on the runner out at second base. 2-0 pitch on its way. Going to be down low for ball three.
So oh, my goodness.
So 3-0 now on Mason West.
I can't tell who it is, Stephen, but we do have someone in the bullpen.
So action now in the Cub bullpen. And Coach Spivey is going to come out and have a little conversation with Dawson Kime. So P&G fans getting fired up here as Kime's down 3-0 in the count. He's got runners at first and second. Bottom of the seventh. Cubs holding on to a 4-2 lead. So Coach Spivey's said what he needs to say. He's hit it back to the dugout. Runners are reset at first and second. Game getting a lot of little tight here in the bottom half of the seventh with one out. Cubs up 4-2.
I'm sure what Coach Spivey said, just Dawson just throws strikes.
So 3-0 pitch is going to be in there for a strike.
It.
So it takes the count out to 3-1 now. So Mason West, the left-handed batter, Dawson Kahn, right-handed pitcher. 3-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. This is going to hit over to first. First baseman up, but steps on the bag for out number two. Runners will move up to second and third, but two outs now in the inning. So big comeback there by Dawson Kime to get the ground ball out over to first base.
That was a big out.
So P&G now down to their final out and brings up to bat left fielder Parker Ross. So Ross dips in, runners at second and third, two outs, Cubs leading it 4-2. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning.
I tell you what, we want to prevent a base hit here because you have good speed down at second base, and I'm sure that if a base hit goes through.
So first pitch is going to be up high outside for a ball. So 1-0 count. So Dawson Kime working with runners at second and third base, two outs, Cubs leading at 4-2, bottom half of the seventh inning.
And we don't need a pass ball either.
So next pitch going to be taken just off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So 2-0 count now.
Good breaking pitch there by Dawson just off that outside corner.
So I'm behind in the count, 2-0. He's going to come set. 2-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be up high for ball three. So 3-0 now on the three-hole hitter for the Indians, Parker Ross. So Kime's falling behind the last two batters, 3-0. So 3-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be taken in there for strike one. Takes the count out to 3-1. So 3-1 count. Runners at second and third base. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh. 3-1 on its way. This is swung on. This is hit out to right field. This ball is going to be fair. A ground rule double is going to tie it up here in the bottom of the seventh. As Dawson Kime gives up a ground rule double down the right field line. So we're all tied at 4.
Here we go again.
So ties it up at 4.
I tell you what, Steven, I was a little scared there when I saw that one hit. I said it's going in that corner. And oh my gosh. Okay, we now have a pinch runner, Blake Brashers.
So pinch runner out there at second base. Two outs in the inning is going to bring up the four-hole hitter for the Indians, Eli Curtis. So they're going to intentionally walk Curtis. So they'll put Curtis on over at first base. That's going to bring up right fielder Casey Burnham.
I like the move there by Coach Wheaton. Number four hitter. You got first base open. You got two outs. We know we're going one more inning anyway, so.
Yeah, might as well put him on right there, Tom.
Yeah, let's take your chances on Burnham.
So first pitch to Burnham swung on at the off-speed pitch for strike one.
I'll tell you what, good curveball there by Dawson Kime. Had him totally off balance.
So we're all tied up at 4, bottom of the seventh. Runners at first and second, two outs. 0-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on and fouled down the first baseline. So Dawson Keim up. No balls and two strikes now.
Been a series, hasn't it?
Been a series so far. So Cubs trying to get this third out to keep it tied. Take us into extra innings. So no ball, two strike count on Burnham. So he'll step back in. Keim's got a sign from Tucker. He'll come set. Check on the runner over at second base. 0-2 pitch on its way. He's going to hit him. Hits Burnham. That's going to load up the bases now.
Another hit batter. I tell you what, I'm gonna bring it up one more. Okay, now there's Coach Wheaton. I'm going to bring it up one more time, Stephen. That catch by Brody Tucker is getting bigger by the minute.
Getting bigger by the minute. Here's now the bases are loaded with two outs. So Coach Wheaton's going to come out to the mound for a visit. Going to settle everybody down, and we're going to get set. Quick conversation there by Coach Wheaton. So only thing that matters right here is to get the out at the plate. So bases loaded, two outs.
You got to play it anywhere now.
So bases loaded, two outs. It's going to bring up Cooper Benoit.
And we've been able to keep Benoit in check.
So bases loaded, two outs. Benoit steps in. Keim's first pitch to Benoit is going to be in there for a strike. So no ball, one strike count on Benoit. So bases are loaded, two outs. All tied up here in the bottom of the seventh at four apiece. 0-1 pitch is on its way. Nice block by Brody Tucker. Keeps the ball in front.
Good job there by Brody. So that'll if that ball gets by him, it goes back to the screen, and they get a run.
So evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So Keim comes set. 1-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on and foul down the right side, out of play.
Ooh, I tell you what, he had Benoit fooled. Kind of a half swing there.
A little bit of a half swing. Got it fouled down the first base side. So Keim hit again, 1-2. So bases loaded, 1-2, two outs. Score tied at four apiece here in the bottom half of the seventh. 1-2 pitch from Keim is on his way. Here's a fly ball. This is hit out to right field. Luke Hardy moving over. And he will squeeze it for out number three. But for the Indians, they'll score two runs and tie it up at four. And we're moving on to the eighth inning, extra innings, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best. Best of luck in the playoffs.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
welcome back to Reckling Park. And for the second night in a row, we're going into extra innings. As we start playing the top half of the eighth inning, leading it off for the Cubs is right fielder Luke Hardy. So Lanford still on the mound for the Indians. First pitch coming to Hardy is going to be swung on and fouled out of play over to the right side. So no ball, one strike on Luke Hardy. So we're in the top half of the eighth inning. We're tied up at four apiece. Tommy, we're having another one of those nights.
Man, and you know what? Night two.
So Luke Hardy's going to send this one fairly deep out to right field. Right fielder's going to settle in, catch it right in front of the warning track for out number one. So fly out by Luke Hardy for the first out for the Cubs. Going to bring up the bat catcher Brody Tucker. So night one, we go nine innings. Tonight, we're going into the eight
innings, you know.
So extra innings, we get to watch a little bit extra baseball. Get to bring it to you all live. So stepping in, Brody Tucker. First pitch coming to Tucker. Swung on. This is hit down the right side. Going to be just foul down that right field line.
You know, I tell you what, you know, Brody's just been the guy. He's been all year long. You know, he's been one of our leaders on this team. Just a great defensive catcher.
So Tucker stepped back in. No ball, one strike count. Pitch is on its way to Tucker. This is going to be in there for strike two. So Lanford's done a good job since he came on back in the fourth inning for Eli Curtis.
Coach Erickson's probably saying, why didn't we start Lanford?
So 0-2 pitch to Tucker, swung on and fouled down the right side out of play.
I'll tell you what, you know, on the bright side, two quality programs, what do you expect?
Yeah, two good games of baseball so far. So the 0-2 to Tucker up high for a ball one.
Lanford coming with a high fastball, trying to get Tucker to go for a pitch out of the strike zone. Brody doing the good job.
So 1-2 pitch is on its way to Brody Tucker. This is another foul ball hit out of play over to the right side. So Tucker battling here, trying to get something going for the Cubs here in the top half of the eighth inning. 1-2 pitch is down low in the dirt. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 count on Brody Tucker. Pitch on the way. 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. So Tucker goes down on strikes for out number two. Going to bring up to bat Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza will step in with two outs. Nobody on base. We're in the top half of the eighth inning. Score is Brenham 4, PNG 4. So Lanford gets his sign. First pitch coming to Mendoza. That pitch is swung on and hammered foul. Ooh. Hammered foul down the left field line, out of play.
Landry turned on that one.
So Mendoza sitting all over that fastball, just out in front of it. So 0-1 pitch on its way to Mendoza. This is taken in there for strike two.
Lanford came with big curveball, broken on that outside corner.
So Lanford to hit a Mendoza. No balls and two strikes, two outs. Top half of the eighth inning, all tied up at four. So 0-2 pitch to Mendoza is going to be up high for ball one.
Again, Lanford coming with high pitch out of the strike zone, thinking he may get Landry to go for it, but no such deal this time.
So 1-2 pitch on its way to Mendoza is going to be outside for ball two.
Catcher tried to frame it, but good job by Blue.
Tried to frame it, and the PNG faithful were trying to get the umpire to call
trying
it.
Trying to get them to call it.
So 2-2 pitch now to Mendoza. This is swung on. This is a ground ball over to shortstop. Shortstop's going to boot it, and Mendoza will reach on the E6. So Landry Mendoza on base. Going to bring up to bat first baseman Braden Steele. So Cubs looking for a little two-out rally here. So Mendoza hit a bouncing ground ball over to shortstop. Shortstop unable to make the play. He's on first base after the error. So first pitch coming to Braden Steele is going to be taken in there for a strike.
And I know you know this too, Stephen. More runs are scored with two outs than any other situation in the game.
Saw a lot of two-out runs in last night's game. So the 0-1 pitch is down low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
A huge block there by the catcher, keeping Landry from going to second and the possibility of giving Braden that opportunity to get a base hit and score a run.
Steele with a line drive out to center field. Center fielder's going back. Makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So for the Cubs, no runs. One runner left on. And we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, all tied at four. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
And welcome back to Reckling Park as we start play in the bottom half of the eighth inning. We're all tied up at four-piece. Leading it off for the P&G Indians is going to be number two.
Dawson Guidry.
Dawson Guidry, who came in to pinch hit last inning. Swing and a miss by Guidry on the off-speed pitch. So Guidry down in the count, no balls and two strikes.
Good pitch there by Dawson. Just not a good swing at all.
So Kime with the 0-2 pitch. This is swung on. This is hit out to left center field. Left fielder Maurer. Center fielder Auschenbeck will make the play over in left center for out number one. So fly out to center fielder Auschenbeck for out number one. Going to take us to catcher Logan Acevedo. So Acevedo will step in.
Acevedo with a base hit his last at bat.
So he'll step in with one out here. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. We're all tied up at four. So first pitch coming to Acevedo just misses outside. Looked pretty good. So fastball right there on the outside corner.
Few oohs and ahs from the Brenham faithfuls.
So the 1-0 pitch is on its way. That pitch is down for a ball. So count two balls and no strikes on Acevedo.
tell you what, you want to get this guy too.
So 2-0 pitch is on its way. This is going to be outside for ball three. So three balls and no strikes to Acevedo. So 3-0 count, one out in the inning. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning, tied up at four. The 3-0 pitch from Keim is going to be in there for a strike. Takes the count out to three balls and one strike.
Good comeback pitch there by Dawson.
So Keim comes set. 3-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is hit out to right field. It's going to be out of play. Foul ball. So takes the count out to three balls and two strikes.
Dawson got him right where he wants him now.
So 3-2 count on Acevedo. Batting here in the bottom half of the eighth inning with one out, nobody on. So Kima comes set, 3-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be up and in for ball four. So Acevedo will draw the walk. So we'll have a courtesy runner here for the catcher.
Coming in, is that Vega?
Coming in number one.
That is Darrell Vega.
So Darrell Vega on to courtesy run for the catcher, Acevedo. So he'll be over at first base with one out, and Jude Gehlke coming up to bat.
I'm sure I'm right on this, Doug. Only the third walk by Dawson Keim this evening.
So Keim has pitched the entire game. We're in the eighth inning. Down at the bottom of the lineup, number nine hitter Jude Gehlke. So Keim's going to throw on over to first base, and back in time is...
And been able to keep Gehlke in check.
So the first pitch to Gehlke is going to be in there for strike one. So no balls and one strike.
Good job there by Dawson. Dawson leading him off with off-speed pitch.
So Kima hit here, no balls and one strike, one out, runner at first base. And that 0-1 pitch is just outside for ball one. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Dawson Keim working here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Runner at first base, one out. 1-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be a curveball. Breaks in there for strike two. So one ball, two strike count now on Gehlke.
I'm not totally for sure I wouldn't come back with curveball again.
Pretty much fooled him on that last pitch as it froze him. So one ball, two strikes, one out, runner at first base. 1-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down and out for ball two. Snap throw down to first. Almost caught him sleeping over there at first base.
I tell you what, we both called the pitch right. He came back with curveball, just broke it down a little bit low.
It's a little bit low there. Takes the count out to two balls and two strikes on Gehlke. So 2-2 count, one out, runner over at first base. Times 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be fouled back over the screen. Keeps the count at two balls and two strikes. So we're playing here bottom of the eighth, extra innings for the second night in a row. We're all tied up here at four. P&G, the home team. So Keim comes set. Checks on the runner at first. 2-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on. This is a fly ball out to center field. Auschenbeck's coming in, and he'll settle under it and make the catch for out number two. So two outs on the play. Out in center field there by Auschenbeck.
Oh, and now here comes Coach Wheaton now.
Coach Wheaton has hit it out to the mound, and
do you think they may walk Brown?
I think Dawson's out of pitches.
Oh, he's out of
pitches. Yes, indeed, and we will have a pitching change here. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings. Or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
And welcome back here. We're at Reckling Park here at Rice University as we're all tied up here in the eighth inning, and we've got a pitching change. Sterling Sheffer on to pitch for the Brenham Cubs, and this pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So Sterling Sheffer on to pitch for the Brenham Cubs in relief of Dawson Keim. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Two outs, runner over at first base. P&G back to the top of the lineup. Sterling Sheffer came in last night's game in the eighth inning. Pitched two innings in relief. Got the win last night. So he's going to face leadoff hitter Dylan Brown with two outs here and a runner at first base. As we get set ready for play, Sheffer's on the rubber. Brown steps in the box. Runner take his lead over at first base. So Sheffer's first pitch to Brown is going to be inside for a ball. So one ball, no strikes. So Sterling Sheffer working in relief here. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning, tied up 4-4. Two outs, runner over at first base. So Sheffer's 1-0 pitch is on its way. This bounces in front for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Sheffer just needs to settle down here a little bit, throw a strike.
You know, that's all we need to do, just throw strikes. You know, we just got a runner at first. A base hit's not going to kill you right now.
So swung on here by Brown. He's going to send this out to center field. Austin Beck settles under, makes the catch for out number three. So no runs for P&G in the bottom half of the eighth. And we go to the ninth, all tied up at four. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spieth-Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
So we're back here at Reckling Park as we start play. Top half of the ninth inning. We're in extras again for the second night in a row. We're going 9 innings. So we're all tied up at 4, leading it off for the Cubs here in the top half of the ninth inning will be shortstop Hudson Hartstack. So Lanford still on the mound for the PNG Indians. He came on in relief of Eli Curtis back in the fourth inning. So first pitch coming to Hartstack is going to be taken inside for a ball. So we were talking in between the break here. This probably going to come down to who makes a mistake or blinks first here.
No doubt about it. It's now who's going to hold up to the pressure.
So 1-0 pitch. Hartstack swings, fouls it back into the screen, evens up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 count on Hudson Hartstack.
Both fans wishing and hoping.
So that 1-1 pitch, fastball right down the middle, taken for strike two. So quickly 1-2 on Hartstack.
I tell you what, I'm going to say it, the key to either team here is going to be who gets that leadoff runner on base. That's what's going to be the key of this ball game.
So 1-2 pitch down in the dirt. Going to even up the count at 2-2.
And this is one that we'd love to get on right now, Hudson Hartstack. Good speed. You got a good guy coming up, and Caleb Maurer can, get the ball down. So
2-2 pitch on its way off the outside part of the plate for ball three. Runs the count out full. Pitch just missed off that outside corner. So 3-2 now on Hudson Hartstack.
That blue got a tight zone.
So 3-2 pitch on and way, going to be swung on and foul tip caught by the catcher. So Hartstack goes down on strikes to start it off in the ninth inning for the Cubs. So one out, and that is going to bring up Caleb Maurer, the left fielder. So Maurer steps in. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Had a single back in the third. Scored a run. So Maurer step in with one out here. Top of the ninth inning, all tied up at 4. First pitch on its way to Maurer is going to be outside for a ball. So umpire not giving that outside corner call. Lanford's 1-0 pitch is on its way. That one's going to be down the middle for strike one. Evens up the count. 1-1. So Maurer back in the box. Got a 1-1 count. Pitch is on its way to Maurer. Going to be swung on. Hit high out to left field. Left fielder giving chase. And it's going to be out of play. Just off the net. You kind of got to hang on in there for these plays down the line there, because where it turns down the corner, we can't see past that net.
And you don't know if it's going to hit the net or if it's going to go fair.
If it's going to go fair. So it's a little tight down in the corners there down the line. So we'll reset it, and 1-2 pitch coming to Maurer. 1-2 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike three. So Maurer will go down on strikes for out number two. It's going to take us back to the top of the lineup for center fielder Ethan Auchinbeck. So Auchinbeck steps in. He's 1-for-3 on the night. Had a single. Reached on a base on balls. Scored a run back in the third inning. So first pitch coming to Auschenbeck. Going to be up for a ball. So Lanford, since he came in back in the fifth inning, has got 9 strikeouts on the Cubs. So that 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed by Auschenbeck. So Lanford pitching well for the Indians here since he came in.
You know, basically came in and put out a big fire.
So 1-1 count on Auschenbeck with 2 outs in the top of the ninth. That 1-1 pitch is going to be up and out for ball 2. Takes the count out to 2 balls and 1 strike. We're in the top half of the ninth inning. We're tied up at 4. So 2-1 pitch on its way to Auschenbeck. This is going to be down for a ball.
Well, here we go.
So 3-ball, 1-strike count on Ethan Auschenbeck.
I tell you what, unless I know it's my pitch, I'm going to drive. I believe you take this pitch.
So 3-1's on its way, and that's going to be taken for strike 2.
Oh, that looked like a pretty good pitch to hit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, pitch, fastball right
but
down
I
the
get
middle.
I get it. You know, coach may have had him taken all the way.
So shoelace loose on Lanford out there. Say that 3 times real quick. He'll get down and tie the laces up.
Tie the lace, tie the lace, tie the lace, you know.
So full count on Ethan Auschenbeck. 2 outs here. Top half of the ninth inning. We're tied at 4. So Cubs looking for a base runner here. So Lanford takes a deep breath. Gets his sign from the catcher. Going to shake him off. And now he's going to stiff off the rubber. So didn't like what he was getting from the catcher.
And I don't know if the catcher's getting the signals from the dugout, or is he just giving the signals?
So 3-2 is swung on and missed by Auschenbeck for strike 3. So the Cubs go down in order, and we'll go to the bottom half of the ninth inning all tied at 4. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Round Top Mercantile Company.
And we're back here at Rice University as we're ready for the bottom half of the ninth inning. Just a reminder, don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through the 6th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedules, spectator, and ticket information, please visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. So leading it off here for the Port Neches Grove Indians in the bottom of the ninth will be shortstop Mason West. West 3-for-4 on the night.
I tell you what, this is the key here to, again, don't let this leadoff batter get on base.
So first pitch to West is swung on and missed. Sheffer starts him off with a slow curveball. So Sterling Sheffer on relief of Dawson Kime. We're all tied up here, bottom of the ninth at 4. So 0-1 pitch from Shefford, another curveball. This is going to miss just out off the plate. Evens up the count at 1-1. So West the left-handed batter, Shefford the right-handed pitcher.
Tough part of the order here.
So the 1-1 pitch is outside for ball two. So 2-1 to Mason West. So P&G in their 2, 3, and 4 spots in the lineup. So Sheffer will get a sign from Tucker. 2-1 pitch is on its way. That's up high for a ball. So 3-1 to Mason West.
Okay, here we go.
So 3-1 count.
A couple of big pitches here.
Leadoff batter here in the bottom of the ninth. 3-1 pitch on its way. That's in there for strike two. Takes the count out full. 3-2.
Good pitch. Good. Sterling coming back with a fastball down at the knees. Good pitch.
So Shefford with the 3-2 pitch, and that's swung on. This is hit out to center field. Austin Beck is coming in. He's going to make the grab for out number one. So fly out to center field for out number one. He's going to bring up to bat left fielder Parker Ross. So Ross will step in. He's 1-for-4 on the night. Had a double back in the seventh inning.
To get those two RBIs.
Yeah.
Two big RBIs.
Two big RBIs that tied up there in the bottom half of the seventh for P&G. So one out now in the bottom of the ninth. We're all tied at 4. First pitch on its way. Swinging foul down the right side out of play. So Parker Ross up to bat for P&G. Sterling Sheffer on the mound for the Cubs. 0-1 count on Ross. Sheffer's 0-1 pitch on the way. Swung on, little tapper foul behind the plate. So Sheffer way ahead, 0-2. So Sheffer got the leadoff batter to fly out to center field.
Big out, big out, big out.
0-2 count here on Ross with one out. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. So two outs now for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Going to bring up to bat Eli Curtis, the designated hitter. So Curtis is 2-for-3 on the night, 2 singles and a walk. So he steps in bat with nobody on, 2 outs. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning, all tied up at 4.
He's not capable to hit it out of here, is he?
First pitch from Sheffer, curveball in there for strike one.
Sheffer, start him out right. That's what you wanted to do.
So the 0-1 pitch from Sheffer, this is swung on. Ground ball over to Hudson Hartstack at shortstop. He's up with it. Throw on to first for out number three, and that's a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Cubs. 3-up, 3-down. Let's get some hits. You can get a hit when you get signature interest from Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. So we go to the 10th inning, all tied up at 4, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX 36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street, the name says it all.
And here we go as we start the top half of the 10th inning. Leading it off for the Cubs is going to be third baseman Owen Finke. So Lanford still out on the mound for P&G. Finke steps in. Lanford's first pitch is on its way. Swung on by Finke. Line drive, base hit out in the left field. Leadoff runner aboard for the Cubs. Finke not wasting any time swinging at the first pitch. So single out there to left field. Going to get it started here for the Cubs in the top half of the 10th inning.
That's just what we needed, Stephen. Get that leadoff runner on.
So that's going to bring up the bat. Designated hitter Drake Binky had a three-run home run back in the third inning. Sure could duplicate that right now.
You duplicate that, be sweet.
So first pitch to Binky is swung on and fouled back into the screen.
Binky, just like Owen, going after that first pitch, just didn't quite catch up to it.
So 0-1 count, Owen Finke over at first base, Drake Binky's your batter. So Lanford comes set, pitch on its way to Binky's going to be inside for a ball. It's going to even up the count at one ball, one strike.
I'll tell you what, we've got a good part of the order coming up now.
So Lanford's going to come set. He'll check on Finke over at first base. Pitch on its way to Binky. He's going to be in there for strike two. So one ball, two strikes now on Drake Binky.
Did he take a little off that pitch?
Took just a little bit off that pitch.
My windows are fogging up like yours did. And they're not on the inside. It's on the outside.
So 1-2 pitch on its way to Binky, bounces in front. Binky thinks about going to second, but he'll get back into first.
Good.
Catcher kept that one in front.
Yeah, good move there by Owen.
So
Acevedo kept it out in front of the plate and came up and retrieved the ball quickly. I don't think it would have been a contest at second.
So 2-2 count now on Drake Binky. 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, hit over to the shortstop. He's going to catch it on the line drive for out number one. Binky remains over at first base, so Binky out number one in the inning for the Cubs. Going to bring up to bat right fielder Luke Hardy. So Hardy steps in. He's 1-for-4. So Finke gets his lead over at first base. Lanford will check on him over there. Pitch to Hardy, swung on and fouled down the third base side, out of play. So no balls, one strike count on Luke Hardy. One out, runner at first base is Owen Finke. We're in the top half of the 10th inning, tied up at 4. So throw over to first base. Finke back in there safely. So we've been standing for a while in here. Got up back in the 7th inning. Haven't sat down yet. Everybody on the edge of their seat here as we're in the 10th inning. Pitch on his way. Luke Hardy hits a long fly ball out to left field. Left fielder's drifting back. On the warning track, makes the catch. On the warning track, just in front of the fence. So long fly out by Luke Hardy to left field for out number two.
Tell you what, you know, we've hit some long fly balls, just not quite enough.
Not quite enough. And that's going to bring up the bat catcher Brody Tucker. Tucker will step in with two outs. Runner still at first base. So first pitch coming to Tucker is going to be inside for a ball. So Brody Tucker up to bat. Looking for a base hit, two-out rally.
We got some guys that can make some things happen anytime.
So 1-0 pitch is down and in for ball two. So two balls and no strikes to Brody Tucker.
I tell you what, we got a guy coming up, and he's past due.
So Landry Mendoza waits on deck. Owen Finke over at first base, two outs. Brody Tucker with a 2-0 count. 2-0 pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now on Brody Tucker.
Well, I tell you what, you're hearing screams and screams, and you don't know where they're coming from.
So 2-1, two outs. Owen Finke over at first base. They're going to throw over at Finke over there. He's back in time.
Tell you what, it's getting to be where base runners are a premium.
So Lanford will come set. 2-1 pitch on its way to Tucker. That's inside for ball three. So three ball, one strike count now on Brody Tucker.
I tell you what, need a walk here. We'll have good speed at second base. Think maybe Lanford losing a little?
So 3-1 on its way to Tucker. He's going to foul this one down the third baseline. So it looks like the speed has diminished just a little bit on Lanford here in the top of the 10th. Lanford's gone five innings now.
I tell you, basically he's thrown all but a game, you know. He came in and had to put a huge fire out. So
3-2 pitch here coming to Tucker. And it's going to be outside for ball four. So Brody Tucker draws a two-out walk. It's going to push Owen Finke over to second base.
And Blue Sonega coming out.
So Sonega's going to come in and courtesy run for Brody Tucker. He's going to bring up to bat Landry Mendoza.
You know, I was wondering here, you know, if we may see the PNG coach come out, but...
He's got some players hit it down to the bullpen. Looks like they're going to start a little bullpen action. Lanford's been out there. He's thrown quite a few pitches and been out there for five and a third innings already. So Lanford, runners at first and second base, two outs. Landry Mendoza up to bat. First pitch to Mendoza is in there for a strike.
I'll tell you what, Landry just needs to relax. Just make some contact.
Good speed out there at second base, and Owen Finke, base hit, should score a run here for the Cubs. So Lanford will come set. He'll check on Finke. 0-1 pitch on its way. Mendoza hits it down the left field line. Foul. So line drive down the left field line. It's foul. He's going to run the count out to no balls and two strikes now on Landry Mendoza.
Tell you what, Landry had came back with curveball and didn't fool him. He got the bat on it just a little bit out front.
A little bit out in front of there. Missed it probably by about 10 feet down that left field line. So no ball, two strike count, two outs. Runners first and second base for the Cubs.
Now the thing of it is try to guess what Lanford's going to come back with.
So 0-2's on its way. That's a fastball up and away for ball one.
Well, I should have brought it up. He came with the pitch that I thought he would. Came with a high outside pitch, trying to get Landry to go after it, but did not do it. Good job.
So Lanford comes set. 1-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on and fouled back into the screen. So count stays at 1-2. Two outs, runners first and second for the Cubs. We're in the top half of the 10th inning. We're tied up at 4. So Lanford will take a walk around the mound. Now he's back on the rubber. Mendoza back in the box. So Lanford's got his sign. 1-2 pitch on its way to Mendoza is going to be down for a ball. Evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 on Mendoza, 2 outs, 2 runners on. Cubs looking for a base hit here in the top of the 10th. We're all tied up at 4. So Lanford's got his sign. He'll come set. 2-2 pitch to Mendoza. It's going to be swung on. Fly ball foul down the right side, out of play.
Good job by Landry staying alive.
So Mendoza in there battling. Got a 2-2 count with 2 outs, 2 runners on.
It's getting to the point now where it's only the strong survive.
So Lanford comes set, 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung on. This is a little slow ground ball over to shortstop. He's going to try and flip the second and gets the play on Sonega at second for the third out of the inning. So we go to the bottom of the 10th, all tied up at 4, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and garden materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
And welcome back. We're here at Reckling Park here at Rice University, home of the Rice Owls, and we're in the bottom half of the 10th inning. We're all tied up at 4 apiece. Coming up to bat for P&G, they'll have their 5, 6, 7 hitters coming up. Leading it off is going to be right fielder Cason Burnham. So Burnham on the night had a sacrifice, hit by a pitch. So he'll lead it off for P&G here in the bottom half of the 10th inning.
Tell you what, he's one of those hitters we've been able to keep in check also.
So Sterling Sheffer still out there for the Cubs on the mound. Came in relief of Dawson Kime.
Sorry, Steve. The key here is going to be there you go.
First pitch in there for a strike by Sterling Sheffer.
Keep throwing strikes.
So extra inning baseball again for you tonight. This time we're going a little bit longer. We're in the 10th. Swung on and missed at the 0-1 pitch. Sheffer ahead 0-2 on the leadoff batter for P&G here in the bottom half of the 10th. So Burnham will step out. He steps back in. Sheffer's got his sign from Tucker. That 0-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be off speed, down low for a ball. Takes the count out to 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Looks as though Sterling's effective pitch has been that curveball. Breaking it in there when he can throw it for a strike. I think maybe on that one there, I think he broke it low with the intention of maybe getting Barnum to go for the pitch.
So 1-2 pitch now on its way. Fastball just misses on the outside part of the plate. Evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 count on Burnham.
Tell you what, just hope he doesn't pull one down the line. That's a big hole there from where Luke's playing.
So 2-2 pitch is going to be down low in the dirt for ball three. So count now goes full. So 3-ball, 2-strike count. So block of that by Tucker caught him on the hand there. Umpire's going to give him a little bit of time to regroup. So Burnham steps back in now. Sheffer's going to step off. So Sheffer back on the rubber. He's got a sign from Tucker. 3-2 pitch on its way. 3-2 pitch is going to be up and outside for ball four. So leadoff man aboard for PNG. So base runner for PNG here brings up Cooper Benoit. So Benoit steps in. Nobody out. Runner over at first base. I'm totally expecting a bunt here.
You know, I tell you what, you know, we've been able to keep Benoit in check tonight. You know what? To me, you know, you got to play the odds here. And now, in the Cubs' favor, we're down in that part of the order where they haven't done any damage this evening. So. But me, I'm like you. I've got to play small ball here and try to get that runner to second base. But, of course, what do I know?
So we're all set. Oh, squaring around is Benoit, and he's going to foul tip that. Umpire's going to say hit by pitch, but if you're swinging at the pitch, I don't see how you could be hit by the pitch. And Coach Wheaton is going to come out and talk about this. Yeah, I'm not sure how you can be hit by a pitch if you've squared around a bunt and you don't get the bat back. So they're going to talk about this here. Not sure how this is going to go, but we had one.
Huge call.
Yeah, we had one of these the other night. And batter was squared around a bunt, never pulled the bat back, and they are going to leave him over at first base the way it seems. So as we sort everything out here, P&G is over there talking about what's happening here.
Okay, so they did give Benoit the hit.
Gave Benoit the hit by pitch right there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So that's going to put runners
So you got Guidry up, correct?
I got, looks like I've got a pinch hitter, number 27.
Number two.
Oh, is it two? Number two is up. That's okay. Going to be Guidry. So runners at first and second down, nobody out on the hit by pitch. So Guidry's going to square around, show bunt right away. He's going to put it down. He's going to bunt it out to third.
Oh, my gosh. There.
So puts it in a spot by where nobody covered it. So bunt hit by Guidry. Now the bases are loaded for P&G with nobody out. He's going to bring up the bat catcher Logan Acevedo. So the Cubs in a jam here. Bottom half of the 10th inning. Nobody out. Bases loaded for PNG.
Well, you don't want to fly a ball. The Cubs are doing the right thing. You know, anything hit hard in the infield, you're going to get the play at the plate.
So Cub infield is drawn in here. Bases loaded. Nobody out. First pitch by Sheffers in there for a strike.
I like the pitch that he came back with, Stephen. Came back with curveball. Acevedo wasn't ready for that pitch.
Nope. Acevedo takes it off the outside part of the plate for strike one. So Sheffer set. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. This swung on. This is a little flare. It's going to get over the drawn infield. And P&G will walk it off here in the 10th inning on a little flare single. Hits it over the drawn in infield on the first base side. And P&G will walk it off with a 5-4 victory here in the bottom half of the 10th inning. And we'll be back for our post game after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs. Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes. Pairing
ATB and Burton has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to HEB to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. HEB and Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. HEB and Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
And welcome back to the post-game show as the Brenham Cubs lose it here tonight in 10 innings. Final score is 5-4 out here at Rettling Park at Rice University. So we'll be back tomorrow for game number 3, third and deciding game. So if it's anything like tonight's game and the game one we had, both games go extra innings. So we may look forward to that. Two evenly matched teams here. Pitching's at a premium for P&G tonight. Curtis started the game for them. Didn't have his best stuff. Brenham was ready for him. They jumped all over him in the first couple innings. They bring in Lanford, and Lanford pretty well shuts the Cubs down all the way up until the 10th inning, where they had a little bit of action on the bases, had runners at first and second. But Cubs unable to get a run in.
And P&G, you know, coming up and making the plays in that 10th.
Yeah, P&G making the plays in the 10th inning on defense that kept the score tied there in the 10th inning. And they were able to come up in the bottom half of the 10th inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. Little flare right over the infield, walks it off for P&G. So a series all tied at one game apiece here. Third and final game will be tomorrow in Crosby. So we'll make the trip down to Crosby and have all that live action for y'all from down in East Texas as we take a little bit of a longer road trip than what we take to get down here. And we'll take a break, and we'll be back with the John Breeden star of the game after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, and we're back here at Rice University wrapping up for the game two, where the Brenham Cubs lose it by the score of 5-4. And our John Breeden star of the game. This star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance that you can trust. Tommy, we both agreed we're going to go with Dawson Kime on the star of the game tonight. Dawson Kime pitched, went into the eighth inning, pitched through the eighth inning, came out with a tie at 4-4. So Dawson Kime, star of the game tonight.
No doubt about it. Dawson, you know, he found himself battling all the way. The only, if you want to call it a bad spot, is when P&G came back and scored those two runs. But they did it with two outs, and you know, give P&G credit. But he battled back, didn't let them score any run because they had gotten a double, and all that he needed was a base hit to win the ball game. Did not do so. So anyway, I'm just totally pleased with another outstanding pitching performance by Dawson Keim. Dawson Keim, John Breeden, star of the game.
And Coach Wheaton set to join us here. We're going to go let him in the press box here real quick. And Coach Wheaton's going to step in and join us real quick here on the radio. So, all right, Coach, another extra inning game. This one didn't quite go our way on this one, but exciting game nonetheless.
Yeah, very emotional. Going to test you physically and emotionally. You know, just pulled the guys up and told them, man, you played with a lot of heart and guts tonight. Left it out there. Wasn't supposed to be easy. It's playoff baseball in the second round. That's a quality team over there. We went toe-to-toe with them and didn't go our way tonight, but they'll get our best shot tomorrow.
You go toe-to-toe. You get out to the 4-1 lead up early on them. They got one in the first. You came back with a big three-run home run by Drake Binky. Got you back up 3-1. And then they changed pitchers and brought in Lanford to pitch, and he kind of shut everything down there a little bit at the end.
He did. You know, he's definitely on our radar. I thought we, you know, that's their game three guy. Brought him in, so I'm sure, you know, Curtis got some bullets left. But did a good job with him tonight, man, and just didn't go our way.
Yeah, didn't ended up not going your way. 10-inning game again, extra innings both times. Teams evenly matched pretty much out there. We were setting up here. Whoever's going to flinch first, and this one is probably going to get it, you know, a little flare. You know, nothing hit hard there off of Sterling Sheffield to get that run in the inning. Thought the umpire may have made the wrong call on the bunt attempt in the hit guy there, but I know how that goes. That's baseball.
Yeah, so. Some tough breaks for sure. Got to overcome it. Hey, we are we're going to back this thing. It's going to be at 3 o'clock tomorrow instead of 1.
Okay.
Just give both sides extra couple hours of sleep and let the rain push out of there. So
sounds good. We'll be there for a 3 o'clock first pitch then, Oliver and Crosby. So we'll see you over there, Coach. Thank you for stopping
sounds
by.
Good.
We
yes,
always
sir.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you coming
guys.
By.
Appreciate it.
So a little bit of time change there for everybody. We'll have a 3 o'clock first pitch from Crosby tomorrow for game 3, final and deciding game. So for Steven and Tommy over here at Redling Park, once again, your final score, it's the Port Neches Grove Indians 5, the Brenham Cubs 4, and we'll see everyone tomorrow in Crosby.
Play ball!
Tonight's game is made possible by Woodson Lumber, Coaches Insurance, Double D Glass Service, Brandit Graphics, Citizens State Bank, Lynn College, H-E-B in Brenham, Mattress Guys, Ball Chip Construction, Apple Ford, Telemann Construction, Wingstop in Brenham, General Tile, Brenham National Bank, P&A Service, Blisky Water Wells, Performance Health and Wellness, Dan Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Beetle Schrader, Woodman Life, Dominant Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Bluebell Creameries, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Cody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, K&H Portable Toilets, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials, Guadalajara Restaurant, Telger Toyota, Burton Veterinarian Clinic, GDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Collar Construction, Gather in Grace, Brenham Collision, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center. This has been a presentation of KHI Sports.